much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
That's legit. Uh-oh. Who's cheering? What are we cheering for? What's going on? Oh, Wahlburgers just showed up.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You know, I've never been to Australia, but I've been very immersed in the culture ever since a young lad. I had Vegemite when I was in fourth grade, and I had a pen pal in Sydney in sixth grade.
Well, I don't like that story, great-grandpa.
It's war, dude. You punch me in the face, I come after you. See how it works? You run your mouth about how you're this big, tough son of a bitch all day. Dude, you want war? You've got war.
And now, no offense, guys, but what the hell happened to you?
Are you body shaming us?
No, I'm personality shaming you.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good morning. February 5th, right?
Did I say February?
No, it's March 5th.
March 5th.
Whoa.
Yeah. Did you just what? Just
are you,
happened.
Are you time traveling?
I thought you were calling me out on say the wrong
no.
month.
By the way,
no.
Kevin was so sure he probably yeah. said the wrong month. You could have went with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to it.
Wow, I was going to say it's going fast. Now it's even faster. It's March.
Wow. You're
holy
a whole
crap.
Month behind.
Woo! March 5th.
Welcome to my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird here.
She was thinking, oh, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I know what's going to happen.
No, that's true. I shouldn't have brought that.
That was just hurtful. Yeah. How's everyone?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, fine.
Jensen?
Fine. Doing okay.
Okay.
Doing all right.
Is this fun?
I'm kind of nervous. I don't know. Maybe it's too early to talk about.
What, mother?
Well, next Saturday, mm-hmm. we were asked by the Clippers, my wife and I, my wife, mm-hmm. to shoot T-shirts out of the hot dog gun during intermission.
Fun.
Dream of mine.
Which is very fun.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to do it. But I think I may have, forced myself into it.
Wait, why?
What are you talking about? Because, they asked you. How can you force yourself into it?
All right, here's what happened. They emailed us a long time ago, probably beginning of the season.
Uh-huh.
And it said, we're going to have a 90s night, and we know you're such a super fan. Do you think your wife would be into doing it?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, I think she would. I think it's funny enough to do a hot dog gun. I think she'd think that's humorous and shoot a hot dog gun. That's funny.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but she's unable to do it that time. She's working. And they were like, cool, if you're ever coming to a game, let us know. And I was like, well, it's hard for me because of the work and I can't be out late. But we had tickets this Saturday, this next Saturday, not this one, but the next.
Mm-hmm.
And so I emailed him and I was like, hey, we're coming if you want to. He's like, do you think she'd be into it? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. We'd be into it. Which is me adding we.
Not what they asked for?
Yeah, they don't want you.
Yeah, well, I've forced myself
is
into
that,
it. Now.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at least you recognize that they really wanted your
well,
wife,
I mean,
but not you.
I mean, I'm used to that to an extent.
Okay. All right.
But I'm saying I've never wanted to do the thing, too.
And
you know
also,
what I mean?
Without him, there is no
which
Danielle.
Is true.
Because he's the Clipper fan.
She unfortunately for her, she married into this crap.
Right.
Because she was a Lakers fan.
She's a Lakers
fan. Yeah.
She should have
really
considered that more.
Right. Yeah. She should have.
I don't think they talked enough about that.
Now she's forced to be like, yeah, the Clippers, thumbs up. Like, she's not really into it. But she's become a fan because of me.
Okay.
And so, yes, it is true that I feel like I'm taking my 10% as a manager.
Sure.
But I do think maybe people are going to be like, why is she with the Verizon guy? Why is the Verizon guy out there shooting from the hot dog gun?
And the people tonight are going to be more, okay, listen, just leave the husband out someplace.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
I don't really know how that is going to play out. But
what if you're down at the court and you guys both go to walk out and they put their arm up and they stop you?
They would. They'd be
that would be so great.
Sir, the bathroom's that way.
How do we get someone to film all of this?
Well,
or do you have a POV camera in your hat?
I don't. I don't have that.
We need
it's a great
that.
Question, though, because a lot of people have that.
Right.
Well, I'm saying we could get one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A miner's hat with a camera.
Yes, yeah.
But
it would be worth it for you to be wearing a miner's hat.
I took it further, if you want to
know. Oh, what is wrong with you?
Well, then they sent this thing, and they were like, here's what we did for 90s night. We had Saved by the Bell people here. Do you think she'd be cool with that graphic? And it was kind of a little over the top, and I was like, well, I think she'd be cooler if it's just about, her, an actress, not really about 90s night or whatever. Just, put that she's doing the hot dog gun. And here's my headshot, and here's the logo for the radio show.
You didn't.
What is
you
wrong
didn't.
With you?
There's no way you did.
I did do that.
What?
Oh, my God.
I did do that. Because here's the reason.
The team that you love is going to or already hates you.
You're now on a list. You're on the no-fly list, yep, but for the right. Clippers.
They're like, after this game, don't let him back.
Possibly.
But they're like, let his wife in.
Monitor
that's
his
the
tweets.
Thing. It's worth it to them to get your wife
mm-hmm. right.
to put up with you.
Oh, right.
This time.
This time.
When does it get to the point where they're like, I don't know, love Danielle. She was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Not worth it because of her yeah. mother manager.
He was friends with his teachers. And now look at him.
Oh, no.
You know what they're going to do is when they go a week from Saturday, mm-hmm. they're going to start talking to Danielle and they go, hey, is there a direct contact?
Or somebody we can... right. To get by
just
her husband.
Cut him right out. Cut him right out of that deal.
I just never felt so much like early 80s Tom Arnold. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I've
never just been like, I could be on Roseanne. Like, that's what right. it felt like.
But wait, you recognized that while it was happening?
A little bit, yeah.
And kept doing it?
Because
didn't you go, maybe I'll just... sit this one out.
Back up a little.
She wouldn't
yeah.
do it anyway. That's the thing. Is like if I was like, oh, I'll stay in my seat. There's no way she would do it. She'd be like, you have to come out on the Clippers court with me.
Oh, this, so you didn't yeah. have a choice. I see.
Right. By the way, I set up all these things right. in my mind.
He's like, Danielle would hate it. She wouldn't. She never wants to be without me. She does.
Her feet are allergic to the court. I have to be there with the antivirus.
Yes, yeah. I have to spray her feet.
Why are you being that guy?
This is the first time in my life I've ever been that guy.
But you recognize you're being that guy. So maybe, like, you have a contact there that's been emailing you?
I do.
All right, so email back and go, hey, you know what? I feel like maybe I'm...
maybe I can hand it off to Danielle
yeah.
now. Unless you want me to be CC'd. I can't.
Yeah.
Kevin, what is happening with this guy?
I don't know. It is the first time I've ever... I mean, in my life, I normally would actually fight to not do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be like, oh, I'll stay in my seat or whatever. It just... I don't know. It's just like, bye, Danielle. I kind of am forcing her to do
like
it.
I feel like you need to be down
yeah,
there.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
But... not on the court.
Maybe you just stay off to the
close,
side.
Right.
Maybe the headshot being sent.
By the way, now you're representing three of us.
Right.
Yeah.
And Allie doesn't want to be represented.
I'm
and I don't want to be represented
maybe
that way.
Maybe they'll just be like the with and Jensen show. Like they won't even on.
So that'd be great.
That's
yeah.
fine.
I'm good with that.
I don't know.
You said a headshot.
Yeah. Yeah. And the logo.
Mother, you are stepping it up.
I really. This is not Thor. We're clear this is not Thor.
Oh, there's never been a Thor.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Thor's always been
You've
hidden.
You've always been mother.
Well, anyway. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, stop it. Stop doing that.
Well, we're done now. I think if he...
But
if,
I'm saying it's still happening a week from
booked.
Saturday.
Yes, it's booked.
Just say, you know what, Danielle? I'm just going to stand over on the side. I'll mm-hmm. go down there with you and hang mm-hmm. out and give you moral support and everything.
I will give you an update next week as mm-hmm. to if she's fine with that. Because I do want to know if she's fine with that. Because I feel like if I, again, this
Have
might be...
Have you asked her?
You don't care.
Yes, she did. Oh, about me doing it with her? She was like, I would feel most comfortable with
no,
that.
No, about any of this. Like the logo, all that stuff. Have you said... oh, my God, he hasn't.
Well...
look at his face! All the emails that they're saying, is she okay with it? You haven't even cleared.
Listen, here's our problem.
Oh, no, I cleared that stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, here's our problem.
I thought you were asking if I cleared me sending my headshot. That I probably didn't.
Our problem is, like, when we ask a comedian to do foolishness yeah. or something else, we have to go through their management.
Right.
And it always really angers us that the management usually gives us an answer without running it by the person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
You.
I see that.
You're that
yeah.
manager.
We've had comics come in that were like, oh, so bummed you couldn't do this. And they're like, what?
What are you talking about?
Never heard
right.
of it.
What are
yeah.
you even saying?
Right.
Super
yeah.
frustrating.
That's what she'll feel when she sees the headshot, is what you're thinking?
When they put the headshot on right. the Jumbotron, she'll be like, how'd they get that?
Right.
Oh, I sent it.
That is a good point. Have you guys ever booked like Bob Saget's wife because you want Bob Saget on April Fool's?
No.
Okay.
It just doesn't happen.
Because if you guys think of one of those, let me know because I'd like to add it to the reasons as to why I'm doing
this. No, don't have a reason.
There's no reason.
Just say okay. I made a mistake.
Okay.
I really tried to force my way in where I'm not welcome.
Got it.
And,
maybe even email the Clippers people and go, hey, nobody thought that headshot was funny. I did
right.
that as a joke.
Right.
Right.
It was, yeah.
Oh, you guys
yeah.
are playing along really well.
That's a
this
very
is funny.
It's a very old yeah. photo. Like, Like, I'm trying to even come up with an excuse.
He took it at the mall that morning.
Yeah, I'm holding a newspaper like I'm being held hostage. It's today's date.
He went to Glamour Shots. He's wearing a feather boa.
Wow.
I love the Clippers.
And a cowboy hat. Wow. Wow.
Well, you'll see it.
I don't know that we're going to be able to move past this.
How do
he sent him a headshot.
I feel like we all need to go to that Clippers game, right?
Yeah.
How do we not get on the floor with Danielle? He already sent the logo.
Oh, team. Yeah, it becomes Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen night.
Oh, and Danielle Fishel's over
Danielle
there.
Danielle Fishel.
She's pretty short. I could probably just stand in front of her everywhere she goes.
Oh, what if I block her from most people? What if that's the whole, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm
angle? What are you talking about?
Like, she's out there, and I'm just like, yeah, like, yelling or whatever.
Every time the camera goes to zoom in on her, Jensen steps in.
Moves over.
Let's not act like that's not going to happen for real. Let's not act like, what if I...
I feel like someone needs to send Danielle this segment. I don't think she knows what's happening.
She won't know. She won't know.
Wow.
Danielle.
You're a miracle.
Wish me luck.
Wish her luck.
It's my big day.
No, it's not your big day.
So gross.
I finally have been seen by the team I love.
Jens is going to tweet out, hey, I'm going to the Clippers game today. They asked me to fire off some hot dog guns.
Yeah. You guys are going to love my... It's definitely my invitation.
Wow.
It's definitely me out there on the court.
That's rough right
they
there.
Asked
me they asked for. Yep. I'm the reason I'm here. And then they were like, if you want your wife to come? I said, sure.
We have real problems.
It's not great. I admit it.
We do.
Okay. It's not great. You admit it. We're out of time here. But if it's not great, you admit it.
Do something about it.
Walk it back.
All right.
Walk it back.
I will
just say I'd like to recall my headshot. That's the most offensive part of the whole thing.
And the logo of the show.
Jensen would like to recall the headshot.
I went through my email to find a high res of our logo. It's deep. Oh. I went deep.
All right.
For the love.
We're going to have to take a break here. Mm-hmm. We may have to revisit.
Mm. Okay.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
I pooped in a shoe on YouTube.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Drew's on the show today.
Great. What will we talk to him
about?
What
are we going to say?
What are we going to talk to him about in this world of health right now?
We were trying to come up with a different angle than, hey, how do we not get sick with coronavirus? And our angle is, should we trust the government?
Right.
Because there are a lot of people who think no. So and Haroldine, Jensen's mom. Yeah.
She's in the front of that movement.
Yes.
So we got big government to do the segment?
Yeah.
Dr. Drew?
The guy who has a picture with Ben Carson?
Okay. comedian Brad Williams will join us today.
Okay.
We have the weirdest things you've seen in public.
Yes.
Some really bizarre stories.
Yeah.
We have your April Foolishness tickets, and that's going to be in the 6 o'clock hour, and this time it's punchlines.
Oh.
So we're not going to be looking for your joke, only the punchline. If the punchline is funny enough and we pick you, then you tell us the joke.
Great.
Okay.
All right, so that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next. It is our first chance to look at what's happening with Ali.
Well, yesterday, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek released... You guys DJing over there?
I'm not positive.
Remix? You going to do it to nu metal?
What's happening? Jeopardy host Alex Trebek released a video message yesterday giving his update on his battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Do you guys want to hear it? It's very sad, but it's also really sweet.
Sure.
And it makes you happy.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. If you've got a minute, I'd like to bring you up to date on my health situation. The one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients is 18%. I'm very happy to report I have just reached that marker. Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not-so-good days. I joked with friends that the cancer won't kill me, the chemo treatments will. There were moments of great pain, days when certain bodily functions no longer functioned, and sudden massive attacks of great depression that made me wonder if it really was worth fighting on. But I brushed that aside quickly because that would have been a massive betrayal. A betrayal of my wife and soulmate, Jean, who has given her all to help me survive. It would have been a betrayal of other cancer patients who have looked to me as an inspiration and a cheerleader of sorts of the value of living and hope. And it would certainly have been a betrayal of my faith in God and the millions of prayers that have been said on my behalf. You know, my oncologist tried to cheer me up the other day. He said, Alex, even though the two-year survival rate is only 7%, he was certain that 1 year from now, the two of us would be sitting in his office celebrating my second anniversary of survival. And you know something? If we, because so many of us are involved in this same situation, if we take it just one day at a time with a positive attitude, anything is possible. I'll keep you posted.
Oh,
do you think he's ever... like been a bad person? He sounds like he's never.
Allie doesn't. I can answer for Allie.
No,
she does not.
No
he
way.
Doesn't sound like he's ever been a bad guy.
No, the man when he's not working, which is an insane schedule. If you've ever looked at what his schedule is, he's fixing his house. He's like up on the roof. He's hammering. He's doing all sorts of things. He's just such. Oh, just
he's
such,
a good guy, and this is a good shrimp.
A good guy, good shrimp, and he just donated, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to a homeless shelter. He's just, that's who he is. Just
good dude. Yeah.
All right. Sorry if I brought a lot of you down, but it's also very positive as well. But I have something that might cheer you up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Coronavirus-themed porn videos are everywhere. More than 100
Does
videos.
Does anyone want to see that yet?
What if I tell you horn dogs in hazmat suits to MILFs in quarantine? Here's what somebody said. I think people are attracted to COVID-19 themed porn the same way people who are scared of their shadow are attached to attracted to horror movies. We're all searching for things that make us come alive. That's what Spicy, an adult performer, had to say.
Fear, horniness, fear-based horniness.
There's also amateur footage of body cams. Body cam investigates deserted Wuhan, which features a woman in a hospital gown and a man in a hazmat suit hooking up in the Ground Zero city.
What the hell?
Come on. MILFs in quarantine?
Thanks, horny little grandpa.
You don't want that?
I mean, I'd check it out.
Yeah, you would. You'd be super into it. Guys, a lot of things being canceled because of this this coronavirus. Whether it's Italy saying that all of their soccer matches are going to be played without an audience.
Canceled.
So no fans at all in the country at these soccer matches. That's crazy.
Canceled. I've watched matches like that because they've done it for racism and stuff like that. They'll close it. And you can hear the players yelling at each other. It's a whole different feeling. It's not as cool as being there, but you can. It's just them.
Yeah.
Echoing in this empty place. It's so weird.
Again, we shouldn't step over the idea that sometimes they get rid of fans for racism in soccer.
No, they do.
Oh, yeah. They're
horrible.
Like whole sections of fans are like,
people.
Everyone in this section will not be coming back to watch this team play again.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good. Not good at all.
But it's a weird, weird thing to see a sporting event with no fans.
Yeah. You can like
so
hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk coming up about some music festivals. One in particular in Miami that has been canceled. But what's the fate for other music festivals? Mm. We've got huge ones coming up. Mm-hmm. Huge ones coming up.
Canceled.
How dare you? No.
It's going to be.
I will tell you right now, you can cancel everything. You cancel Cruel World Fest, and you have to answer to me. I hope you're listening, Golden Voice.
Is that
I'll take you down.
Are they afraid?
They're so scared of me.
Can I tell you something that does make me fearful for your festival?
What?
How many of those bands are coming from out of the country?
All.
Canceled.
Well, that seems racist, Jensen.
Not racist.
You hate people. You hate immigrants.
Don't turn it
on
me.
That's what I heard.
Don't turn it on
you
me.
You hate immigrants.
Why do you hate immigrants?
I'm not the one who on the radio every day yells build the wall like you do. What I'm saying, just if we're making up lies.
Okay.
What I'm saying is you want as many local bands as possible because in case this travel thing keeps, I mean, your show would be in jeopardy.
Canceled.
I hate this conversation.
It's not fun.
Just letting you know.
Plus, Jensen just worked back in Jeopardy. I don't know if you caught that. No? Okay.
This is upsetting.
Well,
I didn't think about how, you know, Echo and the Bunnymen, Bauhaus. I mean, Morrissey's thrilled. Morrissey's like, sweet.
It's canceled for me. This is great.
I was canceling anyway.
Hey, babe. I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
Well, thanks. I'll just listen to it instead of going to the show.
Yep.
Nothing is canceled as of yet.
Correct.
Except for Ultra in Miami. But we'll talk more about that coming up. Some birthdays. Eva Mendez, Kevin Conley, John Frusciante. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Ricky Lindholm.
Hey.
Did I say Penn Jillette?
You did just now.
Mm-hmm. He's a comedian and a magician, and you don't hate him.
That's correct.
Yep.
So now we've got Penn.
Mm-hmm.
We've got his partner.
Teller. Mm-hmm. Ah, dang.
Why?
Okay. I was just being nice.
And Justin Willman.
Right, those are the three.
Those are three Well, they're more comedy and magic.
Darren Brown is kind of a magician. You like him?
Yeah, I wouldn't consider him. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
We're up to four. You are okay with.
Everybody else is David Copperfield.
Kevin.
Don't need it.
Well, all alone on their island, you're saying?
Making accusations.
Google it, kids. Look it up. And that's what's happening.
DJ Omar Khan is into threesomes with old people is what we found out.
No.
That's what we found out yesterday.
That's not
is
what happened.
Allie?
Yeah.
That's accurate.
It's what he said.
No, it's not what I said.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what are those sites for threesomes with olds? Because I got into some stuff in Texas.
Great album. Great stuff.
I did get into some stuff in Texas for sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I DJed a wedding on Friday, and it was my first time DJing out of state, and it was my first time ever traveling alone.
Okay.
So on the way back, I had a couple hours to kill before my plane. Mm-hmm. So I loved me some Texas barbecue.
Sure.
So I Yelp it, and it's one of these places that you have to get there early because the line's out the door. Mm-hmm. So I get there around 10:15, the place opens at 11, and there's already a line.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'm in there in line with my backpack and my luggage, so I'm clearly by myself, okay? And it's a little hipster town where people are, you know, there's bars and little stores there. Mm-hmm. And some guys there handing out little tokens to go get a free drink at their bar. And then there's this couple behind me, and I just make this, like, joke. I was like, oh, yeah, these are just going to be little shots of beer or something. And the guy laughs, and so does the old lady.
So the olds found you funny.
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, step one, go ahead.
So then we just start chatting, and we're in line for, you know, 45 minutes before the restaurant opens. And we got along splendidly.
Okay.
Who uses the word splendidly?
Someone hanging out with olds and doing them?
I don't think I've ever used the word. Okay. Wow.
Listen.
Trying to fit in with their age demo.
We got it.
Did you just take a Werther's out of your pocket?
He did.
Unbelievable.
And I don't really do. Well, I don't know. I guess I can't say I really don't do this because I've never done it because I've never been traveling out of state on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So we just started chatting, and
you've not like gone to Vegas ever on your own or anything
by myself?
Like that?
No, yeah. Because no, never. And you know when you talk to a stranger and there's always a dip or awkwardness in the conversation?
Mm-hmm.
There was none of that.
No, it just felt right.
No, that's not
so
what
you guys
happened.
Had a great first date is what you're
saying. So
you're both in line.
So we're both in line.
For how
long? Chit-chatting 45 minutes before we actually get into the restaurant. And we're in line. We're ordering food. And the guy was like, hey, you want to eat lunch together? And I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, I'm there by myself.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
No.
Right?
And barbecue. You're licking your fingers.
Can I ask a question? What were you guys relating on? Like, what were some of the
parenting.
Things? Parenting. Okay.
Parenting. Yeah, parenting. His kids are all grown up, and we were just chatting about how I raised my children and how Rhonda is a chemistry teacher.
I'm sorry. What's his name?
Randy.
Randy and Rhonda.
Randy and Rhonda.
Perfect. Unbelievable.
Perfect. Yeah. So my wife's a teacher. So they related there.
Yeah.
We started talking about these punk-ass kids, these young whippersnappers
who are
entitled.
Chase, my lawn.
You get off my lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got along great. And it was one of these crazy things where they raised their children how I'm currently raising my children. It was really bizarre.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
To be outlaws? Go off the grid?
Yeah. And so we have lunch. Everything is hunky-dory. And
stop using these words.
What's going on with the lingo?
An old man.
Omar aged 50 years in one weekend.
Just hanging out with Randy and Rhonda.
Yeah.
So at the end of everything, we're walking out, and we're going to part ways. Rhonda has to go take a tinkle. So Randy's walking me out. and he shakes my hand. He's like, Omar, I'd just like to thank you. It was really pleasant, and I just want you to let you know that you've restored my faith in humanity.
That's not possible.
I swear.
Do we have a way to get a hold of Randy and Rhonda to get their side of things?
They're in Alabama somewhere. He works in IT. That's all I know. Yeah.
Oh, you guys didn't exchange information, really?
No. We were there just to have lunch, and then we parted ways. It was an amazing time.
I get why you guys would want to stay anonymous. It's just a one-night thing. I get
You know, though, later today, Facebook request.
Right. They're
old.
Age, perfect age for
they're
age.
Old.
Then FaceTime.
But yesterday I was telling you guys this
story. I don't know
story,
how to get this to work.
And this sounds like Jensen's nightmare.
It's a total disaster for me.
Really?
I would never... I keep my ear plugs, my ear, whatever the Apple things.
Yeah.
I keep them in my ears so that this doesn't happen.
Really? For me, it was one of these life-changing things where I was like, I could make a connection with a total stranger and have a blast and then just, you know... That's done with it.
Oh, you're not. Please, you're done with it.
Listen, Randy and Rhonda are out of my life completely. Mm. There's nothing else going on.
No.
And Allie was telling me that this happens to you
all
a lot at airports.
Well, here's the thing is that Omar brought that up, and then all of us said what we generally do in that situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very, like, social person, but when I'm in an airport, I just sort of don't want to talk
airport
to anybody.
Anything.
Just put on my head. No, I'm not that way with anything.
Oh,
but
I am. Don't. I've
in
never...
the airport, I do put my headphones on. I just sort of do my own thing. And
no, I know no one is shocked by this, but I'll talk to anyone. What about anything?
How about that? You watch Jeopardy? This is your first question to everyone.
You see Peaky Blinders?
Do you love Christmas? Me too.
So Allie does that a lot.
I have no new friends for life.
Christine does that a lot.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
But why is human interaction, a pleasant human interaction? Like, I know, like if it was terrible, I would put an end to it.
Yeah, you'd be out.
Yeah,
I think I'd and Rhonda and Randy had a great time. I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is I don't need that interaction to feel like my day is good. I could be totally fine and have the same feeling as you just by myself eating.
But why dismiss it?
Because it's not something I look forward to. It's not. I don't think to myself, like, I need new friends. I need to have interaction for
this
dinner.
That's not why he was doing it,
though. This is just great social interaction with other humans.
Organically.
You know what it is? Hmm. It's what we're missing in this world. Basic human connections and seeing that we're more alike than we are different.
And I will say...
That was beautiful.
You didn't need to stand on a soapbox.
That was really very beautiful.
Deep. Are you going to, headline the forum next week?
I am. Come to my TED Talk.
I did feel strangely after where it's like, whoa, it was so out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, total boner.
It really, no, nothing happened. And
how was it, though, seriously?
I really felt good. Really felt good.
But seriously, how was it? How's Rhonda?
Rhonda.
She put out?
Airtight.
Yeah.
me and Randy.
Have you convinced your wife now to go with you to retirement homes?
No.
Have you told your wife this happened?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to need to know at some point once Rhonda and Rhonda are staying at your house, whatever their names are.
They
staying at Omar's house.
In the room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Omar, I think you should be commended for opening yourself up.
Yeah. And not that way.
No. And actually having a human experience, something that was kind of outside your comfort zone, and it's probably going to change you from here on out. And I think that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Allie.
I don't think you're going to have a problem when you
shake hands with danger.
That just doesn't seem the positive thing.
And you're going to show up at your house. They're going to be at the door.
Yeah. And today, when you get home, they're going to be waiting at the door.
And after that experience, I hung out a little bit in the little area. And then on my Uber ride, I just chatted my Uber rider.
What the hell?
I just chatted him up. It was great. He was from Africa. He has 8 other siblings. It was great.
How was he in bed?
It was great. He was a black man.
That's what I thought. That's not what I thought. All right, we have tickets for the 12th annual April Foolishness on Saturday, April 4th, at the Microsoft Theater. We pushed it back a month. No, we didn't. Change it at all. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
Some of these people might have to travel. Who's doing the show who might have to travel?
Wait, maybe don't have those people come. Can we change that?
No.
No, we're all good.
All right.
Who's doing April Foolishness for people just waking up?
I mean, that would be Adam Carolla and Fortune Feimster and Jeff Garlin and Jen Kirkman and Adam Ray.
Okay, that's enough, right?
And Steve-O.
Oh, wow, more.
And Justin Willman.
Uh-huh. What?
And Clownbus.
Come on.
By the way, can we talk about Steve-O thing now?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Steve-O's going to pick somebody from the audience and give them a tattoo.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, don't say that just yet.
Kevin.
We just did
said.
It.
I mean, it might be too late, but...
Yeah.
Plus, Steve-O has a surprise.
Okay. Steve-O has a surprise. And, I mean, $30 is what tickets are starting at.
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd for you not to go. And tickets go to really great charities.
Yep.
Yes, they do. It's Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedars-Sinai NICU, and you can go to AXS.com to buy the tickets, or you can call now at 1-800-520-1067 with just a punchline.
Mm-hmm. Clap.
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Yeah!
Punchline, punchline, punchline. Can you tell us a punchline today? Make us laugh, you'll scream hooray. Don't be stupid or you will get dissed. You won't get into April Foolishness.
All right, everybody understands we don't want the joke, right?
Just the punchline.
Okay.
This is we're going to put everybody on hold, then we're going to see who we think the funniest joke is going to be based on the punchline.
We only hear one full joke.
Correct.
Which is, that's kind of a big deal for us.
And sometimes the punchline sounds so good,
yes.
And then the joke is,
womp, womp. Yeah, and we go, right. Are you sure you want to come? All right, so 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Manny in Montebello. Good morning, Manny.
Good morning, party people. How are you doing?
Morning. We are good, thank you. So give us a punchline.
Punchline is, at least that's what she wrote in her diary.
I like it.
Again, please.
At least that's what she wrote in her diary.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
I like it.
What do you think she wrote?
It's a good start.
Okay. Let's go to Cassie in Redondo Beach. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
Thank you for holding and listening. We appreciate it. What punchline do you have for us?
Oh, my pleasure. Okay, here we go. He always called me that.
Wow.
I mean, she committed.
Very
pretty good.
Good
delivery.
Okay.
Pretty good delivery. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Cassie.
Oh, man, that's going to eat at me. Mm. That's yeah. A big one for me.
Let's go to Shanice in Lancaster. Good morning, Shanice.
Good morning.
What's your punchline?
Kermit's fingers.
Oh, this one.
I'm sorry, what?
Kermit's fingers.
Kermit's fingers.
Fingers. Ooh.
I'm nervous about that
I
one.
I love
first.
That. I love the feeling kinda, of that one scares me. That
kind
of
made me smile.
Love it a little bit.
Shanice joke. I heard that.
All right. Let's go to Nick in Ontario. Good morning, Nick. We all hate it.
Good morning. Party people. How are you
morning, Nick. Morning, Nick.
We're doing well. Thank you. Good morning.
I have a feeling we can't hear Shanice's full joke, but let's see.
All right. Nick, punchline, please.
So I drove him back to his house and crapped in his refrigerator.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's got promise.
Ooh, that's good.
Is that a punchline or is this the end of your night, Nick?
Both.
Okay.
All right.
Both is a good answer. Right.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Ken in Chatsworth. I don't know how we're going to pick you guys.
It's no, very, a lot of these I want to hear more.
All right. Ken, hi.
Morning.
Morning.
You have a punchline for us?
Job still sucks after 5 years.
Was the burp part of it?
That's what I was going to ask.
No.
No! Okay! All right, then. Very shocking.
Just love a freebie.
Ken. Love him. Love him.
Just threw that in as an extra.
Tough. It's going to be tough.
We're going to make him work the burp into his joke, though.
That's very good.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Bob in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Give it away. Take us to April Foolishness, talking about only punchlines.
Mm-hmm. All right. Four skin divers.
Hmm. Four skin divers.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a Brist joke, right?
Right. It's got to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to Denise in Los Angeles. By the way, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
No, I mean, obviously plays into it.
Denise, hi.
Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your punchline, please.
Come out yet.
What?
Oh, wait, one more time.
It hasn't come out yet.
Hmm.
It hasn't come out yet.
Hasn't come out yet.
Probably about the Bond movie.
I don't think it's that literal.
I'm sure that's the joke.
Okay.
And one more. Let's try Lucas in Hollywood. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you. Punchline only, please.
All right. So I walked away with a 12-inch pianist.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We have 8 people on hold.
Okay.
All right. Let's go through them.
At least that's what she said in her diary.
Mm-hmm.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. He always calls me that, which had a lot of acting in it.
I was looking forward to Kevin doing that one.
Kermit's fingers.
Okay, yep. Which I don't think we can pick.
Which really? Which I'm drawn to pick because I don't think we can.
I think it's okay. It'll get edited.
So I drove back to his house and crapped in his refrigerator.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
Job still sucks after... job still sucks after 5 years.
Right? Include the burp, please.
Okay.
Foreskin divers.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I walked away with a 12-inch pianist.
Right.
Okay.
And I haven't come out yet.
It hasn't come out yet. Yep.
Okay.
How do we choose that?
All right.
Honestly, I feel like we have to beep Shanice, so I don't think any of us will hear it.
You guys know that punchline?
I think I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite frankly, I want to know the hee-haw, hee-haw. Like, why? Why did she do that? Why?
So is that your pick?
I think Cassie might be my pick. What's your pick?
Kevin, what are you feeling?
Kermit's fingers.
I don't think we can hear the joke.
All right. Wow, this is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I like the burper.
We all like the burper.
I mean, I like the hee-haw thing, too.
Well, Kevin...
Yes?
You get paid to pick between the two.
All right.
What is your pick?
Hee-haw it is.
I'll take Hee Haw as well. So,
all right.
Runs the
board. Three for Hee Haw.
Runs the board.
Okay.
Now, does she get the tickets no matter what? Or?
Oh, yeah. She gets the tickets because we picked it.
Okay.
It's, yeah. It sometimes can suck that way, but that's how we do it. Right, what line are we on? I'm sorry.
It's
line
two.
Line two. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cassie.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, take it easy.
Listen, here's the thing. You won the tickets. We can't change that.
We just changed the rules. Each of us has a veto.
No, Cassie, legally we are forced to give you the tickets, but I just want to let you know that if we don't like the joke, we will tell everyone and people will stare at you angrily.
Well, that's fine. I just went wrong with work, so it's all
Oh, it'd be great if we can't hear the
joke.
Oh,
no,
it
would
be.
All right.
Okay, here we go, what's Cassie. The joke, Cassie?
All right, here we are.
This isn't good.
This would be so sad.
If you miss a word of a joke, it could change everything.
Cassie, start over. We were losing you.
No. Oh,
this is perfect.
She doesn't win.
This is perfect.
She can't win.
She has
She's
to.
She's out.
Oh. She got disconnected.
What happened?
I didn't touch it.
No.
It just dropped.
Dave, what happens?
She probably...
She dropped.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Well,
thanks
I think
that.
He was asking,
thanks,
what do we
Dave.
Do now?
Like,
I think
do
was
is
the
more what
question.
I'm
I think we go with Kermit's fingers. I mean, technically, we chose her.
We chose her, and her phone cut out.
Right.
And she got disconnected.
Right.
You could pick another.
Wow.
We can't, legally, Dave?
Yes, yes, you could pick another because of her phone drop.
Let's go to Shanice.
Shanice it is.
I mean, we have to do that.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes!
Shanice, God wanted us to get bleeped, is what I'm thinking.
I feel like we're not going to hear the joke.
Well,
no.
Let's see.
Okay. Yes, it's not that bad.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay.
I'll let you say. Okay.
Okay. What's green and smells like pork?
That one. Okay. It's
It's not that bad, she said.
It's that good. If you could add a burp to that, you'd have the hat trick.
Shanice is on hold, probably screaming.
Yeah.
It's
not that bad. Wow.
This is the greatest game ever.
I feel like Shanice is our winner.
Unbelievable.
She is. Congrats.
Wow. Congratulations, awesome. Shanice.
Nicely done, Shanice.
Thank you.
Oh, I did not see that coming. Not at all.
Neither did Miss Piggy.
No.
What?
See, because we
love you, Shanice.
Thanks for playing the game. Punchline. I wonder what that joke was.
Oh, man.
Hee Haw, Hee Haw.
If you know what that joke was, tweet it to us.
Poor Cassie.
Yeah.
I mean, she was on hold that whole time, got the punchline out great, and then as soon as we went back to her, her phone dies.
And dropped out.
And I heard late for work. I think I heard late for work. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hee Haw, Hee Haw. He always calls me that.
Guys, what if not only did she not win April Foolishness tickets.
She got fired.
She got fired. You guys, we have to hire Cassie.
I mean, I think that's a little drastic.
Is it? We ruined her life, you
I
guys.
I don't know that we ruined her
And then
life.
She goes home tonight and her husband's like, we have to talk.
Oh,
and then she
divorce?
Gets a divorce, you
oh,
guys.
Man. And then she walks outside and she's walking
Gets
by
struck
a man.
By lightning.
No. Sneeze.
Coronavirus.
Right.
You guys, I think it was just a drop line and everything's going to be good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All good.
Are you sure?
Sure.
And then she ages, she's in her 80s, and she's just sitting in front of a computer, and she's like...
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
There's no Loretta, Cassie.
Loretta doesn't exist, right. You guys.
Oh, or she just goes to work and starts, like, Googling voodoo dolls.
For us?
For us,
oh,
yeah.
No. I didn't even think of that.
I mean, this is going to get bad, you guys.
I don't think so. I feel bad, but she'll rebound.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give a call if...
Nope.
No, please don't. You're... Don't even get out your thing.
Hey, Allie, what's happening?
Guys, if you have been watching TNT's pregame show, their NBA on TNT pregame show this week, you've seen a very different look from one Shaquille O'Neal. It all started with a friendly wager over a basketball game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Miami Heat. O'Neal predicted that the Bucks would win.
Mm-hmm.
A man named Dwayne Wade said, nope, it's going to be Miami. Guess what? Miami won, so... Shaquille O'Neal had to pay up. So what does he do? Does he pay him $20, $40? What was the bet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bet was he had to let his hairline grow.
Mm.
according to what Dwayne Wade said to him, he said, we want you to start looking like Kenny Smith. So Shaq is a man of his word, you guys. Shaq's like, all right, I'll do it. No big deal. So he said, I just lined it up for y'all so y'all can see where my hairline starts. And I look good. I'm proud of it. I'm going to keep it like this all week. Dude is not a sore loser. No. He also said point blank, tweet me. Meme me. I don't care. It's not going to hurt my feelings. Go ahead. And oh, did people. They came at him. We are going to post it right now at Kevin Mornings on Twitter.
I don't know that I've ever seen Shaq with hair.
With hair? Well, you're going to see where the hairline actually is now versus when he was, you know, at LSU.
It starts around his neck. Like lower.
And it just goes down.
It's so very.
Nothing
it's
on the top party in the back.
Back. He makes LeBron, before LeBron suddenly got hair, look like. Look like he was a hair farmer, is what I'm saying. It's staggering. Yeah. It really is. It is a joy to behold. Mm-hmm. But he also said, you know, go ahead. You won't hurt my feelings. Everybody starts sending in tweets. And then people were putting pictures up. And Dwayne Wade just wrote, dare to bet against me. And just laughing emoji. So go on to at Kevin Mornings. And you will see that picture of Shaq. And I think he looks great. I think we all have Shaq stories. You worked with him for a bit on something.
I did, yeah.
I was an intern and had to go into the Lakers locker room, and Shaq asked if he could do the interviews. Grab the microphone for me. I didn't have to do anything. Grab the microphone, but at the same time, he grabbed like a mini little Snickers bar and jammed it on the top of his teeth. So it was just a Snickers bar as his teeth in the front. And as he would talk, the saliva would mix with the chocolate as it was melting. And he was spitting chocolate all over his teammates. It was one of the greatest things I've ever
seen.
He's a gigantic
kid. He is. Yeah, he's a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm. But when an intern brings that back to the news station, and they're like, this is gold! How'd you get him to do this? And I said, he just asked for the microphone, and I gave it. They're like, okay, never do that.
Yeah, you should have taken credit at that point.
Well, no, never give up your microphone is the big, like, you know, reporter's creed.
Maybe
and
that
I was
the
like,
wrong
go
time.
Go ahead and take it.
Maybe that was the wrong time to be arguing with you on that one.
Absolutely. They were just mad they couldn't get it because they're just old white dudes that are like, man, no one ever talks to us. Yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't have let that all out.
It seemed like a little.
Guys, let's talk about how your fridge is unnecessarily crowded with stuff that doesn't need to be in there.
Okay. I agree. Actually, oh, I know agreed. This. Yeah, I agree with this. Yeah.
Ketchup. You put it in your fridge?
I do, yes.
I do.
I do as well.
Oh, you're talking about stuff that doesn't need to be in there.
Oh, you're saying, I see. Kevin was alluding to the idea that he has things from 6, 7 years ago.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think we all do. It's absurd. And if we go in our pantry, that's embarrassing.
Well, that's insane, yeah. There's things from
the 80s. All go home today and we should find the oldest thing in our fridge.
Okay.
And bring it back tomorrow. No, you don't have to bring it back. But just write it down so we know what it is.
You're like, this was steak. Disgusting. Well, they did this whole thing with who puts ketchup in their fridge.
I do.
We've talked about this off the air before. You don't have to. Like, think about all the diners you go to and the ketchup just sitting on the table.
Good point.
All day long because it doesn't need to be refrigerated.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in the fridge. I just prefer a little cold ketchup.
But do you?
On
do
my
you
eggs.
Even taste it?
Yeah, that on eggs. Cold? When it, if I put it, like in a diner, I put ketchup on eggs. It doesn't taste as good.
I sort of
also,
like it
I just revealed
too.
Myself as a ketchup on eggs person.
Yeah, yeah that is
so
gross.
Hey, there
can
you
ask,
have it.
Can I ask you another one?
Yeah.
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce, no.
I put it in the fridge.
No, soy sauce soy in the sauce. Fridge. May I ask you another one?
I've never
one?
Seen soy Please. Sauce in the fridge.
Pickles.
Oh, definitely fridge.
Definitely fridge, 100%. And you don't have to.
Really?
Yeah. Pickles don't need to go in the fridge.
Not a pickle guy.
Yeah.
All right, can I ask you another one?
Please.
Hot sauce, like
definitely not.
Oh, I put it in the fridge.
No, definitely not in my fridge. May I ask you another one?
Oh, please.
Mustard.
Mustard's in the fridge.
Oh, mustard is the devil's pee. No,
well,
thank you.
It's in the,
I do not have it in the house.
Hmm. You reject it.
May I ask you one?
Please.
Batteries.
I keep them in the fridge.
Same.
We don't have to.
That's fake, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that fake?
I keep it where most people put their butter or margarine.
No.
That's where I keep my batteries because I don't have butter or margarine.
You, in the little the pull out?
Yeah, that's where I keep all my batteries.
That is
And
weird.
I got a lot of batteries.
Hello.
Where do you keep your batteries?
Fridge,
like on a
man.
Shelf?
Oh yeah, in the shelf, yeah.
Okay.
Same.
Isn't that weird?
Are we all doing that for no reason?
Yes, I think so, because our parents did.
It doesn't help?
It doesn't.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't
I think
do
it's
anything.
Completely fake.
Huh. I wonder if it even hinders it.
I doubt. The funny thing about that is you would think then places like Best Buy or whatever would need a fridge section.
Exactly. They're never. Interesting. Why do we go home and put them in the fridge?
I've never really questioned that, but yes. My understanding is because you're not going to use them for 6 months or whatever, and you want to be fresh, and somehow that
helps. How are they fresh?
Somehow that helps. I don't know. If you were to ask me why, that's what I would guess.
Isn't that crazy? Well, we all do it.
Thank God Allie puts in that little butter compartment.
Right?
I can't imagine time for batteries. So weird. I put them in my fridge.
You put them on a shelf. Yeah, what's the difference? Nothing's in that compartment because I can't have butter. Right. So it's just in there.
Okay.
Batteries, what's up?
Why do we do it?
I don't know. I think that's...
Are we the only ones that do this? We can't be.
Everyone does it for no reason. Do you put baking soda in your fridge?
Absolutely.
Is that real?
Because it supposedly sucks up the smells of the fridge.
But is that fake?
It's not for the baking soda. It's for the
smells. For the rest of the stuff in
the
fridge.
Supposedly, yeah.
Okay, I do it too, but I don't know why I do it.
We all do these things just because our parents did it. Oh my God.
Yeah, man, we are the products of our parents.
We really are.
I know that I only use, of the freezer, I only use the top layer of whatever's there. And everything underneath... I don't know. Stone Age.
Oh,
I have no idea
what underneath
it is.
Underneath is where I would put ice.
What?
But you probably have an ice maker on your fridge. Yeah. I'm poor. so I don't. So that's where I do all my ice.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. But I was just realizing the other day, it's like
there's just nothing.
I take stuff off the top, and then I put stuff back on the top.
Yeah.
And that's all I know.
Interesting.
Can I tell you that someone is online, too, that says that the label on batteries says to refrigerate after opening?
Opening what?
After opening the batteries.
Line two.
But I put them in before even opening them.
Go to Kevin in Anaheim real quick.
Can't do that until they put them on hold. Okay, there we go. Kevin.
Yo, Kevin!
Oh, wait, he's saying on soy sauce. He's not saying on batteries.
Oh, this is soy sauce, not batteries. Oh. Who put them on hold?
It's also cocaine Kevin.
Get off my phone, Kevin.
Oh, it's cocaine Kevin.
Yeah, it's
cocaine Kevin.
Okay, so cocaine Kevin, you're saying on soy sauce it says to refrigerate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, I had this conversation with my wife. Mm-hmm. We bought soy sauce, and I used it last night making some vegetables, and it said right on the label, refrigerate after opening.
Okay, so I'm right on that one. Do you know anything about batteries, cocaine, Kevin?
Well, they do. They make me feel kind of funny when I put them in my mouth.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, Kevin, you are a delight.
I love him.
A delight. That's a good thing. We love you.
Yeah, we love Kevin.
I love you guys.
All right.
Mixing some
batteries. Okay,
bye. Bye,
cocaine. According to Google, if you really want to store your batteries in the fridge, you have to keep them in a vapor-proof container. So let's be honest. Maybe my little putting them inside the margarine case is smart. Is that vapor-proof?
I don't know.
We need to get to the bottom of this. Why do we put batteries in the fridge? Is it just because our parents did it?
You guys, these calls just keep coming
in. Oh, Phil has the hee-haw joke. We got to go to it.
We have to go to Phil. We have to. I'm sorry we have to break up this ad.
All right. Phil in West Covina.
Yes.
The hee-haw joke that the woman's line dropped, unfortunately, Cassie.
What was it?
Well, I sent an email to Allie that has the link to it. It's from the movie Silver Bullet with Gary Busey and Corey Haim.
Phil, enough with the judging. I'm very busy doing a live show. Sorry, I'm not checking your email, Phil.
Phil's giving us the origin of the joke.
We were just looking more for the joke, Phil. Yeah. You know the joke.
What did she say the punchline was?
Hee-haw, hee-haw, that's what I always call
Do you not know
what
the punchline? I thought you knew the joke.
All right, thank you, Phil. Okay.
Damn it, now we don't know.
What if Phil was Cassie's husband?
Oh, right.
Oh, but didn't know the joke. But he's like, tell it to me again.
All right, I'm looking at the Silver Bullet movie. I'll do all the research during the break.
Well, I can look at Phil's email during the break.
Yeah, all right.
That was something. Some birthdays for you. Penn Jillette, Eva Mendez, Kevin Connolly, Ricky Lindholm, and John Frusciante, and that's what's happening.
All right, Cassie called back.
Yes. Oh, thank God.
Okay.
She's the one that had the joke that was going to win, but
that
then her
phone
dropped.
Lost her job and got a divorce.
I don't think she lost. Oh. I don't know. Let's check.
I am terrified.
She was technically the winner, and then because she dropped legally, we could give it to someone else, which is sad and a bummer.
Yeah.
But now she's called in to redeem and at least say the joke she was supposed to.
Hey, Cassie.
Hi. Well, I didn't get divorced.
Oh, no.
You are not cutting out.
Kevin.
She's my life.
She's dropping
Wait,
out.
Wait, Kevin, are you... Kevin's doing that. Kevin's doing that.
This time I was.
Okay, Cassie, we're sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Hopefully it goes well this time. All right. A man walks into a bar, and he orders a beer. He hears another man
say to the bartender, jackass, bring me a beer. The man drinks it, slams it down, and says, jackass, bring me another beer. The man can't take it. He looks at the bartender and says, bartender, why do you let him talk to you that way? The bartender looks and says, y'all, he always called me that.
Cassie. Worth it.
Nicely done.
Worth it.
Nicely done.
I mean, you still didn't win. But
fine, the music makes it all good.
Okay, oh, Cassie, you're a delight, and you still have your job and your real or fake husband.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Fake husband.
Oh, Kevin's doing it again.
Oh,
Kevin's dropping you out again.
Okay, you didn't lose your job, though.
No, it was 5 minutes ago. No.
Okay. All right. Cassie, you hang up on us so we feel okay about
it.
Yeah,
hang up on us.
Hang up on us.
I would never try to, purposely.
No, okay. No, we know that.
No, still,
but do now.
Do now. We need you to hang up.
Right now, though.
Okay.
Okay, bye, Cassie. Bye.
Bye.
It kills her. She won't do it. I think she's still there.
She's still there.
Oh, she hung up. Good for you, Cassie.
That was a real roller coaster of emotion there on that call.
Okay.
God, you're a dick, Kevin. I was like, no, it's happening again. And then I saw your finger.
How dare you?
All right. Let's talk about the weirdest things that you've seen in public, in the wild.
Yeah, because this came up. We saw the viral video, as I'm sure a lot of you did, about a guy at a supermarket who is standing at the self-serve kind of hot food section, and he's using the soup ladle to test a soup.
Yeah, he's drinking it right out of the ladle.
Oh, God.
Ruining it for everyone else.
Oh.
I think, I'm not positive, but I think in the era of coronavirus, the CDC says that's cool.
No, I don't think so. I think you are incorrect.
I'll double check that.
Yes.
I'm not positive that's true.
Disgusting.
So he's actually drinking the soup.
And there is a small possibility that this is made for viral, like, oh, but still, even if that.
But the store's not in on
that. That's what I'm saying. They didn't bring their own ladle. he still did it. And that's disgusting.
It's like when people were going around, like, for the viral video of, oh, I'm going to lick the top of the ice cream. This dude legit just looks like he's doing it like this is just a Tuesday for
him. Yeah, it's just his daily routine.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
And there are warnings at supermarkets. Not, I mean, the ladle so far, but even just testing and grazing anything from a salad bar is...
What type of a person has gotten to the point in his life where it's like, you know what? Just going to eat the soup.
Store. I don't know.
That's a weird place to be in your life.
Oh, that video, it changed me as a person.
Did it change you?
Yeah, I will never, ever get groceries again.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. The weirdest things that you have seen in public.
And it made me think about the time I was at a salad bar at a supermarket near my house, and I saw a man with a cart and three or four different salad plastic tins. You know what I mean? Like the thing you put your salads in at a supermarket buffet.
A to-go container.
To-go container. Yeah. I saw three or four of them, and he was filling another one, and all of them were filled with just croutons.
Oh, he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Those are expensive, right?
Because croutons are expensive, and all they're going to do is weigh that salad.
Right.
He just scored so many croutons.
You said he had three or four?
I love him.
Three or four of them.
Yeah, he's saving a couple bucks, and he's killing it.
Killing it.
Yeah.
But at least he's not ruining it for everybody else.
Unless they want croutons
on their salad.
To be honest, I didn't really think of it at the time. I just thought he was insane. But now that I see he's frugal.
Pretty genius.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's a genius.
What a frugal bitch.
Right.
I love him.
But that is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in person.
Yeah.
That is weird.
I don't know. Again, I don't know how people get to where they get, but that seems to happen a lot. Everybody has a story or two about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067. We are going to talk to you about the weirdest things you've seen in public when we get back. All right. We are talking about weird things that you saw in the wild. Mm-hmm. Barry in Riverside is calling. Good morning, Barry.
Hey, good morning, party people. How you doing?
We are good. Thank you. What did you see?
I was about 25 years ago working at a gas station, and back then it was, you have to like reset the meter with keys, and there was no ATM cards. And anyway, this girl came up in socks and pumped about $3.28.
Wait, hold on. Did you see she just showed up in socks?
Yeah, in her, well, she was driving her car, but she got out in these
in her
filthy,
socks, okay.
Dirty, just socks. Mm-hmm. And when it came time to pay, she came over to register and pulled one of her socks off and dumped a handful of change out of there.
Oh, no.
And it was, I'm a germaphobe, and actually I was working with another guy, and I told him, hey, come over here and help her out real quick.
You get this one.
Oh. you can have the change. So,
foot change in her sock.
That's why you teach your kids, don't let them put pennies in their mouth.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, that's
a great point.
That's what you took out of it. Right. No, I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you, Barry.
What's happening today?
Thank you for calling. 1-800.
Hey, Barry, do you put your batteries in the fridge?
Never mind. Let's start with Henry. We are talking about you saw something super weird in the wild. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
Morning.
What did you see?
Okay, so what I saw, I was down in Sharky's in Newport Beach, kind of a three-parter. First off, girl must just came up the dinosaur. She comes to the bar, orders a drink, looks around, turns around, butt towards the bar, and picks her wedgie.
Okay.
As she does that, she pulls her hand out and sniffs her finger.
No. Okay.
Henry.
Oh, God.
Nope.
Oh,
you burnt that bar down, right?
There's food there.
It was disgusting. On top of that, like I said, she must have been dancing or something, so she has to readjust her top. Well, she readjusted, wiped in between her cleavage, and smelled the boob sweat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Twofer. She's a twofer.
He said this is a three-parter, you guys.
No. Oh, no.
Do we want a third part? A
little bit.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Anyways, I was going to hit on her. No way. Not after that. A little bit later on.
Wait, after those two things.
You're saying?
He was still in at this point.
And then the second was the one you were out on, and then there was a third.
I was out after the first one.
Okay.
All right, good.
Go ahead.
Back at the bar, she orders a drink. Same thing, looks around, picks her nose, and licks her finger clean.
A triple threat.
This woman.
Wow, that's just an amazing,
triple threat.
That's amazing human being.
Wow. Amazing woman.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
She's married happily with kids now, and I'm still single. I got work to do, guys.
She's a pioneer, that woman.
Let's go to George in Ontario. Good morning, George.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What did you see? Something bizarre.
Dude, oh, my gosh. So I was at a Denny's in Santa Monica, and this guy was putting ketchup on his food, and then he would lick the top and put it back. Every single time he'd put ketchup, he would lick the top clean and put it back on the table.
George, yeah. Is there a chance it was his own ketchup that he brought from home?
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, it was from Denny's.
Do you think he was crazy, or did he? Why would he do that?
I have no idea. I don't know. But he was eating by himself, and then we saw that, and we were like, okay, I don't know. Maybe this guy is just weird. I don't know.
Oh, no.
That's not ideal.
I'm never eating out again.
I tell you, a funny joke is someone you know. Mm-hmm. Pick up the glass that they're drinking out of and lick the rim, they'll never touch it again, and they just hate you for life.
Oh,
it's
you're
really
saying, it's
fun.
Just like you're ruining their drink.
Yes, you're ruining their drink. But it has to be the right person.
It's a great time to do that right
Thank
now.
You. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. All right. I think the CDC said that that's okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
So you saw something weird. What was it?
So, you know, in the old days, people used to walk around in L.A. with birds on their shoulders all the time.
Sure.
So last week, I saw this guy.
I'm sorry. You're cutting out. You saw a guy that's homeless?
So I got a homeless guy in a wheelchair. He had a cat on his shoulders.
Ooh. I mean, that
and
sounds
the cat's hanging
cool.
on. Cat's hanging on for dear life.
Oh, really? The cat's not, like perched? Oh, really? Scared to death?
Scared to death. And the guy's just wheeling down the street with some weird cat on his shoulders.
Lisa, you sound like you loved it.
That's sad.
Guy's just wheeling down the street with a cat on his shoulder.
Lisa hates him.
Clean up the street. We don't want cats.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Steve. Steve is in Yucaipa. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
We are good. Thank you. It's a weird day. I'm not going to lie. It's a weird day.
Yeah. So years ago, I was walking through a supermarket, and I was walking down the deodorant aisle, and I saw this guy smelling and then trying on a different deodorant.
Wait, hold up. He would smell one and then use it and then put it back and then pick up another one?
Oh, no.
Yep. Take a little plastic cap off, give it a go, put it back on the shelf and go to another one.
Okay, I will admit to something.
Oh no, you did this?
I never put it on, but I have opened it to smell
sure,
it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Allowed.
Okay.
Allowed.
You're a smeller. We all know
well,
that.
Well, yeah, because degree, I love that. The shower fresh. Oh, is it delightful. But I didn't put it under my armpit, then put it back.
Right. That's the difference.
Have you ever walked by and smelled it just to smell it because you like it and then just keep going?
100%. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You're a crazy person.
Okay.
Yeah, that you don't want to put on your underarms then put it back.
I mean, no.
Yeah, you're...
And if he was doing it with multiple ones,
That's odd. That's the weird part to me.
I thought you said that's hot.
No. No. You can get hold of any of us many different ways. We have social media at Kevin Mornings. We all have our own social media. You can email Allie or Jensen. That's good.
Or Kevin.
Kevin at K-Rock.
Or you can call the Afro line at 323-520-AFRO 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, when we get a compliment, it's followed up by something that may not be quite as complimentary. In this case, it's a very sweet story.
Hi, my name is Erica, and I live in Yorba Linda, calling with a good story. Years ago, Brad Meltzer started coming on your program with the Ordinary People Change the World. And when my sister became an auntie, she started buying my daughters these books. The other night, my six-year-old grabbed I Am Marie Curie. And after we read it, the questions she had about science and about studying and experiments, it was amazing. So just thank you guys for bringing Brad Meltzer onto your show. Thank you. We love him, and we love all his books.
That's wonderful. What if her daughter cures cancer?
I mean,
and because she got so interested in science that she's like, I am going to be a scientist. I'm going to cure cancer.
But so also, saying, I don't know that you need to put that on her. This is a sweet story just that she asked for
this
book.
It seems like a lot of pressure.
I'm just saying, I hope she amounts to something.
Okay. All right.
The odds are against it.
We need a topic. I don't know how long. I mean, that's technically true.
Technically, yeah.
I don't know how long ago we did this topic. When it was the Kevin and Bean show, we did a topic of we ruined your life somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know why this next call came in yesterday as it did, but okay.
Hey, guys. Podcast listener here. I just heard the part about how does the Kevin and Bean show ruin your life. One time, someone asked me if I knew what happened at the Ariana Grande concert, and I said, Ariana Grande? And started laughing, and they looked at me dead face and said, yeah, there was a bombing and people died. So I felt like an asshole. Also, when people talk about terrorists and terrorism, sometimes, without even thinking, I just go, and the terrorist situation?
And the terrorist, you know, situation.
And again, they look at me like I'm a complete dumbass. So, thanks.
I mean, I don't know that that's on me.
I feel like both of those are on you.
Yeah.
Literally. You did both of those.
Okay, technically that's true. Yeah.
Hey, I can't wait for April Foolishness. Here we get Panera.
Here we get Panera.
That was the woman from the
Panera.
From the Oprah show at the Forum. That
love
was
her.
A shocker.
Oh, Wahlburgers just showed up.
Also,
honestly.
Great food drops this week.
Red carpet of Spencer Confidential. This is Beer Mug. And I don't, first he started with, hey, what are we clapping for? What's happening? Like, he just was curious about what's going on around him.
Okay.
Mugs. Oh, dear Lord, Mugs. How does that happen? How high were you on the red carpet? What went on? Did you have a stroke? Are you okay? Are you having a brain leak? You're my hero.
I agree.
It was great.
He needs to be on every red carpet forever.
It was a miracle.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there? Hootie.
Hootie who?
Kevin, is that you?
That would have won.
That's good.
Well done.
Uh-huh.
Do we need a new jingle for the show? Because this is one.
Kevin in the morning, Kevin in the morning, Kevin in the morning. How'd we get Panera?
Oh, man.
It's picking up steam.
Yeah, it's a hot one.
Podcasters always respond a little bit later. So first, when we do something stupid or people hate us for, we get the response originally.
Yeah.
And then when they hear it like a week later, then they continue to respond, which is fun.
What up, my bitches? A podcast listener here. Mm-hmm. I just want to say how much I hate all of you. I'm listening to last Thursday's podcast when you guys are talking about McDonald's and the Shamrock drink. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving to school, and I'm like, hey, I need food. And now I'm drinking a Shamrock Shake and fries from McDonald's. So, hate you. Thank you. Love you.
I mean
you're
we
welcome.
Did you a favor.
You're
I feel like
welcome.
We
right?
saved her day almost.
They're the best fries in the world. And then you top it off with a seasonal Shamrock Shake? Happiest Thursday ever. You're welcome.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
Allie, what in the world?
What?
Oh, my gosh. I just finished watching Love is Blind, and I'm sweating. I got sick. I called my husband. I said, babe, what's Allie's number? And he gave me this number, and I decided to call you. I just want to say, they put us through too much, girl. Too much. Please, Lord, don't let them do another season. Bye.
I'm telling you, I got so much reaction from people so mad at me for talking about Love is Blind because they did what I did. They mistakenly watched one.
The first hit is free. That's how it works. And then you're hooked.
Then they watched all of it and they were so mad. But at the end, they all said the same thing. Can't wait for the reunion.
Right.
Which came out yesterday. Oh, so we have even more to talk about. And I think a couple of them are going to be on Ellen.
We're going to make them normal famous.
We sure are.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Allie. I was just watching some Netflix. Oh, man. Yeah, thanks for turning me on to that.
What was he watching?
What was going on?
He was watching Netflix first.
Oh, because you said Netflix.
First, that.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's really funny.
Happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Kevin, Ellie Jensen. I'm listening with my three kids, Brenny, Heimer, and Richie. And one of them just had their birthday today. Can you guess which one it is?
Is it Heimer?
It's not Heimer.
It must be Richie!
Get the whole family involved.
There I love it so much.
It had like a parts to it.
We
had a long conversation with Allie about the fact that when her parents emailed her to tell her that they were taking a nap, that was code. And she did not want to hear that at all.
Allie, since you didn't get the birds and the bees talk, I wanted to give you the one that your parents should have given you long ago.
Okay.
When a mother and a father love each other very much, they send their daughter an email to say they're taking a nap.
Oh.
Then they don their leather and take out their whips and chains, and they commence to get freaky, That's right. Your parents bone a lot.
Allie's mom has got it going on.
No.
Allie's mom has got it going on.
Could I just say Allie was so happy right up until now?
Yes.
I mean...
Allie, do you think your parents are taking a nap?
Yes, I do.
Taking a nap.
That's cute.
Or maybe they're having fun in the sack. Boning in the sack. It's the latter, cause your mom's got it going on. Going on. And I don't think you knew this, but your dad's got a huge dong.
No.
Huge dong.
Do you know?
Oh, how can you think they're really nappy? Cause we all know that they're up and boning.
Boning.
Allie's mom has got it going on. She's got all the right sex moves and can go all night long. Allie, can't you see? Your mom is so sexy. You might think it's wrong. But your dad's got a huge dong. Ooh, what's that sound? It's an email coming in.
I don't.
Subject line is napping, but we all know they're boning.
No.
Bumping uglies.
Okay.
All night long.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I mean, we got
Allie's dad's got a huge dong.
We're dong. Good. Dong.
We're good. Literally yesterday at our meeting, I showed you guys an email. Subject line, nap. And then,
like 2 hours, 3 hours later, you just go, congrats.
Well, then I got this one. Over. Do you want to know the time? Just saying. Go, Dad.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. When your parents email and say napping, it's code.
Yeah, I get it.
They don't mean napping.
I get it. I see what you're doing.
Okay. Brad Williams coming up in the next hour right now. Allie is here. What's happening?
We've created quite a stir. We were discussing things that really don't belong in your fridge. Ketchup, pickles, mustard,
soy sauce.
You can put them right in the cupboard. They don't need to be taking up room in the fridge. And then all three of us talked about how we keep batteries in our refrigerator because our parents did it. And we never thought about it. But should you?
My understanding was just that they last longer while you're waiting to use them.
Yeah.
I never questioned it.
No. Never. We just put batteries in our refrigerator. Yeah. Well,
that's normal. Sure. Yeah. Here you go.
I put a poll up at Allie McKay on Twitter. We retweeted it at Kevin Mornings on Twitter. And I wrote, okay, this is weird. All three of us on Kevin Mornings put our batteries in the fridge just because our parents did it. Do you? 23.2%. Of course.
Only 23%?
Oh, no.
76.8%. No way. And the comments, people are like, what are you talking about?
We're crazy.
Well, one person said, everything you do is weird, the three of you.
Right.
True.
Oh, that's true.
My friend Swampy, creator of Phineas and Ferb, the best cartoon out there, said, I've never owned a battery-operated refrigerator. Oh, I see what you did. I see what you did there.
A little twist.
And then people saying, I heard it was good to do that, but I don't know why. None of us know why we did it.
No, I have no idea.
I do appreciate Go Matt Go, who said, yeah, until someone told me I was stupid. Okay, all right.
That's hilarious.
Well, I guess we now know. But
basically, 75% had no idea we were talking about.
No.
That's crazy.
No idea.
Wow.
Interesting. Destiny in the studio had no idea. Her family doesn't do it. Mm-hmm. Your family isn't a battery in the fridge?
It doesn't help us to shake your head no.
We put film in the fridge. But not
film
batteries.
In the fridge.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know about film either. But...
You're just cool and you have a cool camera is what you're getting at that takes
She's
film.
Bragging.
Yeah, right? What's that like, having a family that likes pictures of each other? That must be cool destiny.
You could have your parents send you some pictures.
Oh, my God, Kevin.
I'm Sam when you were a kid.
Unnecessary.
What are you thinking?
Unnecessary. It's been a weird day.
Yeah,
I feel like it started with Cassie on the phone about the contest and then just weirdness,
right? Weird stuff, man.
Weird stuff. So fears of the new coronavirus have led to postponement of the 3-day Ultra Electronic Dance Festival in
canceled.
Miami. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge. Yeah, it's supposed to go down March 20th. It is not happening now. But they're also saying it could be postponed until next year, which means... essentially, it's canceled this year. That's not really a postponement.
Right. That would mean they're going to have it the weekend before and then do it again.
Right.
Canceled.
So this is kind of scary, you guys, to think about how many people are going to not only be affected by this, but other music festivals.
Well, here's my hope. My hope is that this happens and everybody's too safe. Mm-hmm. And then they realize, okay, this is working. We don't need to react quite as strongly. I hope that's the way it goes. Hope so.
You guys, let's be open and honest with our listeners. When is the moment that we start to freak out? Because I know mine.
I knew that yesterday when we were in a meeting and Allie sneezed, we all automatically backed up from her.
We did.
You did.
And it was real. It wasn't a joke.
Yeah, it was sad because I was like, I just sneezed, you guys. Calm
down. That's how it starts.
Okay, mine is the moment Drew... sounds like
Drew comes around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'm freaking out.
Well, we're going to talk to Dr. Drew later.
I know.
I don't think we're at that point yet.
No. Okay.
And I'm usually a late panicker.
Right.
Maybe that's not the best way to go, even sometimes too late.
We had a meeting yesterday with everyone at K Rock, basically. And I know for a fact that everyone is looking to me and Stryker as the two people who are probably most nervous. I think Stryker beats me by a little bit.
I mean, it's neck and neck, though.
He's
you guys
a germaphobe.
Are really,
complete germaphobe.
And I'm not a germaphobe, but I am.
You're
but I do freak out.
Anxiety-ridden. Yes. Yeah. Put the two of you together. What a team.
I'm very close to freaking out. Can I say one thing? Can I steal a minute?
Yeah.
Sure. Yesterday at the meeting, great guy that I've known for many years, talking to me. He sneezed. And I think I got saliva on me.
On you? On your
my face.
Sleep? What?
Yeah.
He on your face.
Talking to me and then he sneezed.
He spit on your face.
Yeah.
He sneezed on your face.
Yeah, and we didn't say anything about it.
Like on your lip or like
no,
on
like
your
on my face.
Face? Oh, I think you're fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think he has coronavirus, but I'm just saying, like, I already would have freaked out. I ran to the bathroom, cleaned off my face. But
I think you're fine.
Okay. I just can't believe we didn't say anything about it.
You both just
you know
let
he
it
knew.
Know.
He knew the water.
He knew. Okay.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Wow.
That wasn't water, too. You know
it
that.
Was.
Okay.
It was real true water.
Okay, no.
Sure.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, anyways, letting you know that happened.
I tweeted yesterday that for as often as I've said the coronavirus is being way overblown, I'm well aware, you guys, that if I die from it, That's funny.
I mean,
that
it is.
You hear comedy.
So you're giving us permission ahead of time.
100%. Okay. It's right. Funny. But then I also said, I'm going to need someone to come and clear my search history.
Right. I'll just say,
everybody needs that.
Okay. I got awesome. You got my back on that. I already have a friend that will come over and clean out my side table.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Batteries in the fridge.
Hello.
I've got it covered, you guys, for when I am dead. But I want you to know you have my full blessing.
Play all the clips?
Play all the clips.
Can I just say something?
Make fun of me.
Okay.
100%. Yes, Kevin.
You're not even going to get it.
No, I know. Oh, no. You're going to play this. Okay, I see. You're setting it up for this.
Setting it up.
I get it.
There is
just
no way. There is no way you're going to die
right?
of coronavirus.
No way. It's
come
insane.
On.
It's insane. Everyone's so overblown with this.
You've got it made.
Thank you. Thank you for all those.
You're welcome.
Do you have a picture if you get taken or die or whatever?
Oh, and I've already sent the picture
what
to Josh.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I've already sent the picture to Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline.
The picture
what
they
I
use.
Want them to use for when I'm dead.
Okay.
Yeah. You know that the instinct of all those shows is to pick you partying from your Facebook.
Oh, record. Absolutely. Yeah. No, Josh Mankiewicz not only has the picture, Josh Mankiewicz has written my tagline.
What
Have
the
we
hell?
Not talked about this?
Do you not think about what picture they'd use if you
no,
die or go
I've
missing?
Never thought of that
I
once.
Oh, I think about it all the time. Here's what Josh wrote
think
for me.
I do. You guys know what bad pictures I take. Like, there's
Absolutely.
No good ones.
That's so why yeah. you go ahead and send it to Josh
so why do
Mankiewicz
I care?
For when
oh,
I'm murdered.
Oh, I see.
So
the one
here's,
title
what,
I could.
Here's how Josh is going to open the show. Allie had layers, like a trifle or an expensive dip, which meant when you dug into her, you sometimes ended up with mole. Instead of white chocolate. Yeah, bitches! That rules, right?
Yeah, but there's going to be a picture of you like doing like a shot of Jägermeister and like holding up a beer bong or something. Like that. They always use those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I have
know.
Already sent
right,
Josh Mankiewicz.
What are the chances
I'm
he still has
I'm
going
to send him an email and tell him, forget about it. Here's her
here's
Casey
the real picture.
Anthony partying pic.
Honestly, either I'm getting murdered or it's coronavirus.
Right.
We have determined this.
You both have thought about the picture when you die.
100%.
Yeah.
That's 100%. Insane.
Or get yeah. taken or whatever, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fun.
100%.
It's a weird day, you guys. Weird day. Just a bunch of birthdays. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Comedian Brad Williams has joined us in the studio.
Yay!
Hello, Brad.
Good to be here. I hope I don't add to the clock, because this is my first time with the new name of the show.
I mean, it's been stuck at 10 for a while.
It's been sitting, so.
All right. Well, yeah. we are due.
We truly are. New father, Brad Williams,
How have you
guys.
Been?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, thank you guys for having me in. And I remember when I would come on this show before, and I'd be like, oh, wow, I got to wake up at like 6 o'clock to get here at
That's going to be a bummer, but I'll do it.
Now, this was amazing, because when the baby woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I had to look at my wife and go, I got the radio thing in the morning.
Ooh, nice.
Ew.
Nice.
I got sleep, so if you could take this one.
By the way,
so great. So thank you guys.
Knowing your wife, I assume that she just makes that assumption that you're going to pull that nonsense.
Well, she just assumes that if I do it, it's going to be wrong. So she goes,
That's a, again,
so is
goes,
that a good assumption?
That's a pretty good assumption.
Hey, I having a baby makes you way more emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I burst into tears yesterday because I changed the diaper, and I have a photo of this. My baby literally gave me knuckles. Like, I changed the diaper, and baby just held up the fist like, knuckles, Dad.
Oh.
Good job. And we got the photo of it, and I'm like, the baby's growing up so fast.
It goes very fast.
Yeah.
You, 8 months now for my baby.
8 months.
Eight months, 8 weeks?
Yeah, right.
Eight weeks.
About 2 months?
8 weeks, yeah. It's insane.
Do you feel like a dad?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because I it takes a while, man. Around 6 months, I was like, I'm a dad, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Well, you're a slow learner.
Yes, very.
Okay. I think I'll feel like a dad the first time I use dad voice. And you know, dad voice is when they're doing something, you just go, hey! Like you have that dad voice that like makes them go, oh.
You become Adam Carolla?
You're trying to like.
Yeah.
You're saying you become a little bit authoritative.
You're, yeah, like okay. you're someone that they can look to as like.
Have you worked out dad voice yet?
No, not me.
Okay,
No.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
What are you good at as a dad? Do you know yet?
Oh, I'm good at changing diapers.
Okay.
I'm good at.
Have you had a like A
blowout?
A cold shower, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or a blowout up the back?
I've been hit by every fluid and not.
And then he had a kid.
You see, cuz. But yes, I'm telling all the baby stories this weekend at Flappers Comedy Club. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. So that's why I'm here. I'm plugging that. Get your tickets. But yeah.
Very early plug.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was well done.
Solid. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm new father, the whole thing. It's awesome. And I know every parent talks about how cute their kid is, but like my wife is Chinese and my daughter is a little person, mm-hmm. so we have an Asian dwarf baby. This is the cutest kid in the world.
Yeah. It's magical.
It's a cute kid.
You did hit the lottery.
It's an Asian dwarf baby.
Are you raising your Asian dwarf baby to be like an Instagram star? Because that's... It's got a real chance.
Asian dwarf baby! Like, it's insane. Like, everyone's posting, like, Baby Yoda memes. Baby Yoda can go F himself.
You have
an Asian dwarf baby. Wow. You got to respect the ADB.
It's pretty good.
ADB.
Has anything completely shocked you by being a new dad?
Has anything completely shocked me? Okay. The first night where, like, because everyone tells you, hey, you don't sleep, good. You know, get your sleep in now.
Which is dumb, of course.
People need to really stress. No, you don't understand.
There's no sleep.
There is no sleep. Because the baby has to eat every two or 3 hours. And sometimes
plus, you're checking on the baby when the baby's sleeping because you're like, is the baby breathing?
Yeah. When my wife says, hey, honey, watch the baby, I literally just watch the baby. Like, I just stare at it. Go, all right, chest goes up, chest goes down, chest goes up, chest goes down. Like, that's all I'm doing. And,
which is fine for 5 minutes, but on the third hour.
Yeah.
Pretty monotonous.
I will say that the one thing that surprised me is you forget that they are experiencing everything for the very first time.
Yeah.
They have no knowledge of the world. So whatever they experience is brand new to them. There was one time when I was watching the baby, and all of a sudden her eyes opened up, got really wide, and she's about 4 weeks old. And I can't tell you how I know this, but I saw fear. I saw fear in her eyes. I'm like, oh, crap. She's scared.
What the hell?
What's happening?
Scared of you.
Scared of me. Scared of the dog. Okay. What's happening? Like, what is she scared of? And then all of a sudden, she farts.
Oh, yeah. She felt that gas.
Fear fart.
And then just big smile on her face. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, right. You don't know what a fart is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was in pain.
Yes.
Got it out.
Yes.
Thrilled.
And if you don't know what a fart is, a fart is terrifying.
Yeah.
Your guts rumble and all of a sudden you explode out your behind.
I mean, we know what farts are. You don't have to.
No, okay. I love the explanation. Okay. I loved it. Okay, big question for me because I first fell in love with a member of your family that was Diego.
Oh, yeah.
How is Diego reacting to your little girl,
Ella? Diego is our 80-pound pit bull. Mm-hmm. And when they say that, pit bulls are nanny dogs.
Literally.
Oh my God.
Literally, that's what they were bred for, to be nannies.
My dog, Diego, sleeps in front of her crib.
Nice.
He guards it.
Yeah.
And then when she starts crying, Diego howls to get us to wake up and come in. And we didn't
train
him.
What a loud house that must be.
That's where Kevin goes, I'm crying. Kevin's like, that must suck.
So we have a baby crying. We have Diego like howling. But we didn't train him to do that.
What if your baby starts howling? Because that's what she's learning.
That's going to be her first word.
That would be so awesome.
I have a wolf Asian dwarf baby.
I mean, come on.
Get the Instagram ready.
Oh, my God. It's nuts. But
Brad Williams is here. We do need to take a quick break, and we will come right back on K-Rock. Me and Brad Williams is in the studio with us. We're just talking off the air about the charity thing that you were working on. I wasn't sure. You know. I wasn't. Okay.
Do you want another run at it?
Can I try that again?
I would love that. Try it again.
Okay. We're not live. Yeah. We'll fix it in post.
Okay, sure. Good.
Okay.
Brad was very involved with a charity event to try and raise money for anti-bullying.
Okay. That was better.
It wasn't an event so much.
That was better.
Getting there.
It was a GoFundMe.
It wasn't a black tie dinner or anything like that.
Let's let you do it.
For those of you who don't know the story, and probably many of you have seen this video of the Australian boy with dwarfism who was being bullied. His mother filmed him crying and complaining and saying that he was suicidal. And I had fans in Australia that were sending me this video under the headline, Brad, do something. And I was like,
isn't that crazy that anybody's like looking to you? I mean, it just feels weird when you're in that position.
He's the ambassador of the dwarves.
Yeah. I am King Dwarf. Bring me your tired, your poor. Like, I don't know what they expected me to do. Like, Brad, do something. Like, okay, I'll bring it up at the next meeting. Like, I don't know, but I watched the video and it broke my heart. I was a brand new parent at the time, and I think you don't even have to be a parent. You just have to be a human being where you see a 9-year-old crying and you're like, I need to do something, but I'm all the way in the United States. What can I do? He's in Australia. So I set up a GoFundMe page because I was like, all right, I used to go to Disneyland when I was sad. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. So let's fly him out to Disneyland. Like, that'd be great. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Your first goal was what?
$10,000. Yeah. Because I thought $10,000, that gets flights, that gets hotels, that gets 2 churros. You know, like
flights and hotels or 2 churros.
Yeah, or 2 churros. Right. Take your pick. those things are expensive. And yes, I'm completely aware of the irony of, like, I thought about it afterward. We're like, oh man, I'm sending a dwarf to Disneyland. Kind of messed up. Like, he's going to show up. They're going to think he works there. Like, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird. But I did it. I tweeted about it and I said, hey, there's this kid. Help out if you can. That's all I did, and then I went to bed. I was not, and then all of a sudden I woke up, and it's at $18,000, and then it's at $40,000, and then Hugh Jackman comes on and goes, "Oh, hey, mate, you know, send the kid to Disneyland. Don't be bullied." That's my perfect Hugh Jackman.
Wow, nailed it again.
Spot on.
Well, it's like he was in the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. "Oh, hey, mate, you know, this kid's being bullied. Help him out, Brad. Good job."
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, great. I know. Yeah, sign me up for the next Wolverine movie. So. And right now, if you check it, the GoFundMe is still active, still live, so you can still donate. It's at $462,000.
Crazy.
So this is what's amazing.
The kid can own Disneyland.
Well, I'm not sure if that's
the case yet. He gets to buy Disneyland, which I'm all for, because if a dwarf owns Disneyland, no more height requirements.
Right.
Space Mountain all day.
Now, I had seen that the family...
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're an idiot. I had seen that the family said, you know what? We don't want to accept the money.
Yes.
So now what?
Yes. They came out and made a statement that said, we don't want to accept the trip to Disneyland, mm-hmm. but they're going to donate all the money to charity. Mm-hmm. So I've had multiple FaceTime calls with mm-hmm. the family, with the boy, and we picked out 6 charities,
okay.
6 anti-bullying, anti-abuse, anti-discrimination charities, and we're going to give them all the money, which they get about 100,000 Australian each, which is about $67,000. So that goes to 6 different charities.
Amazing.
The charities in the U.S. we gave to were Stomp Out Bullying and then Born This Way, which is
Lady Gaga's.
Lady Gaga's charity. So it was an amazing thing. It was nice to see the world kind of come together in this time mm-hmm. of division and be like, hey, let's do something good. And I'm very humbled by all the people that gave money. And no, I'm not going to be driving around L.A. in a new Lambo.
Like, no, because you have a Bentley now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, why would you need a Lambo? Yeah, go more expensive at this point.
But yeah, I don't touch the money. There's many reasons why I don't touch the money. A, morals. And then B, if
germs,
you touch...
Germs.
Germs,
also,
of
yeah.
course.
Germs.
Comes from everywhere.
Money has corona. So, but then if you touch the money, you get taxed on it. So why would I do that? So it's all going to charities because then it doesn't get taxed. So it's fantastic. And
wonderful.
We did a good thing, world.
I just want to point this out. You do start to get the idea, especially if you're online very much, that everyone sucks. You sort of start to get that idea. Mm-hmm. And then when you put that out there, you realize, oh, I was trying to raise $10,000. Over $400,000 were just people that quietly didn't need anything from you.
Yep.
They believed in the cause and they sent you money.
Yeah. Now,
that's beautiful.
Now, don't get me wrong. Plenty of people have sent me messages since.
Of course.
Well, I mean, when we found out he was 38 years old, it's like, did you think we weren't going to comment at you? I mean, I feel like that was important.
I love that. I love the online, quote-unquote, journalists of the world that are like, did you know he's 52?
Right.
He's an actor. He appeared in the first Lord of the Rings movie. Like, no, it's not. You can literally do, you can find an interview with him 5 years ago on a news station completely.
Wait a minute. You're talking about doing. No, nobody's going to do some research.
And he's 5 years old.
Don't be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're able to judge a situation just by looking at it.
Yeah. So people go, I do my research. Oh, you listen to Alex Jones?
And they, yeah, oh, I saw a Facebook post.
Yeah. So now you know everything. Bottom line, it's a great cause. Agreed. If you want to still donate, you are more than welcome to. If you want to save your money and donate to whatever cause that you feel is great, do that. If you want to start your own GoFundMe pages for your own causes.
I have one now called Allie Need to Eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allie Need to Eat.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that live? Is that real?
What's your goal and where are you?
Yeah. My goal is $5.
Okay.
Is there incentives? Like if I donate 25 cents, I get like a personalized video of you eating?
Oh, God.
Wow, this became a real fetish.
Like a completely different site.
Also, 25 cents. Shooting a little low, I think.
Well, I mean, if the goal is $5, personal I'm trying video. To get okay. tears, you know? Like, I mean, you could really turn this into like a weird ASMR thing. Yeah. Like, yeah, you can do that.
All right. I'm going to look into it.
We sure this creep didn't keep the money. Listen to this guy. He's a weirdo.
Brad just handed me a card. He's like, we'll get this done.
Yeah, right.
This is weird.
Exactly.
I'm gonna get this guy.
But yeah, it was fantastic. It was a wonderful thing. And if you want to hear me talk about it more and various other topics, you can see me this
Here
weekend at
Sweet
Flappers Lightning. Comedy Club in Burbank, California. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Tickets are going fast. This is my first weekend of shows back from paternity leave.
Who's more excited, you or your wife, to have you out of the house?
Oh, my God. That is a good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer it. Your wife.
Yeah.
Wife. I'm going to go ahead.
She is. She gives even the simplest orders, and I'm just, I don't know. Like,
you're a sous chef at this point.
Yeah.
You're just helping out.
It takes three people to raise a baby. You need the one person that actually knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You need the person to rotate around that person.
And then you need the watchdog.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honest to God, though, you need someone to just do laundry.
Yeah.
Like, you need a laundry person.
It's a difficult run,
there's
man.
So much poop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, poop. There's so much poop.
A lot of poop. You're getting ready for throw-up soon, too.
Oh, I've already been puked
on. There you go.
Multiple
Sweet.
Times.
Right, but we're talking about the kid. All right, listen. one question, semi-serious, but not really.
Okay.
You're a guy who travels for a living.
Yeah.
Coronavirus. Where do you fall on the list of people who, hey, I panic immediately?
That was a pivot.
I don't panic until it's way too late. Where do you fall on that scale?
Oh, I fall.
Are you worried?
I fall under the scale of, I've been a traveling comedian. I've been in planes, which are human petri dishes, for the last, 16 years of my life. I've spoken into microphones right after a certain comedian named Bobby Lee put the microphone in a very unsavorable area on his body. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Thanks, Bobby. And
you're not worried. Basically, you just figure,
wash your hands, people. That's it.
Sure.
Okay.
Don't use the hand sanitizer because this is a virus. Hand sanitizer is antibacterial. It's completely different. That's the only thing that I know that's actual, like, science-y.
Science-y? He's science-y. Not even going science. He went science-y.
Science-y. Yeah. I don't want to say so far as, like, I know science. I know nothing.
He's basically Bill Nye.
He is. Yeah, that's true.
He's our Bill Nye.
I'd say more Beekman.
Fine.
Five people got that reference.
But fine. They're laughing pretty
watch,
hard.
If you watch Beekman's World as a kid, you are laughing. If you didn't, you're like, who the hell is Beekman? Yeah. Yeah, 10 people got that joke.
You can follow Brad on Twitter at FunnyBrad. Again, he's going to be at the Flappers Comedy Club, 4 shows this weekend, tomorrow, and Saturday night. Brad, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm going to go home and clean some poop.
Good luck with that. It's a world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. We have Dr. Drew coming up next. I hope we can find something to talk to him about.
I mean, if there was only something in the world medical.
We'll do some research. We'll get back to you.
Sure.
He's coming up just after 9 right now. Allie is here. What's happening?
Katy Perry, you guys. It's all about Katy Perry.
What is?
Last night, she dropped her highly anticipated new music video, which really... Is it? Was anyone clamoring for that? Apparently, there were some people. But it's called Never Worn White. And as you can imagine, her Katy cats are freaking out. Those Katy cats.
That's what they call them?
Katy cats, you guys. So there's this romantic, dreamy-like vibe of the video.
Wait, they call them Katy cats?
Katy cats. And then all of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute. What? Is that a baby bump? Oh, Katy cats. Katy Perry is pregnant.
I'm screaming.
Yeah. She's pregnant, you guys. She's
and she
pregnant.
Announced it in a music video.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she's cradling her baby bump, so it's cool. Baby, you're a
firework. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. Come on, you go, girl. It's the beginning of the video. A lot of people don't know.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched the video. That's the beginning of it?
It's not really. No, it isn't really. It's not really the
Do you think that if you're growing up and you're like, oh, how did people know that you were pregnant, Mom? And she said, my music video. Do you feel like you're a marketing tool?
Yeah.
I mean, she's sort of marketing herself. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I don't know. You mean as a kid, you think your mom... I don't think you...
I think it's kind of odd.
Okay. All right.
My question here is, how about these tweets? Katy Perry. Oh my God, so glad I don't have to suck it in anymore. And then the next one, or carry a big purse, LOL.
See?
Do pregnant women suck it in when they don't want people to know they're pregnant yet? That's not a thing. That is not a thing, Katy Perry.
Maybe for the first, like, 4 days.
Can you imagine? Like, oh, gotta suck it in.
But I do remember when Danielle was pregnant, the first couple days, she's like, this is just a big burrito I ate.
Yeah, it just feels like a food baby.
Yeah, she's like, this is just food.
Food baby.
Yeah. It's real. Food babies are real.
Didn't know that.
That's what I have right now. So congratulations to Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, and all the Katy Cats.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were called Katy Cats, you guys. It is troubling in a way that is kind of funny. Kevin, you have mentioned insomnia sometimes leads you to purchasing things you don't need on the internet.
I do get surprised from time to time with packages. And I go, oh, how about that? Let's see what's in here. I don't remember ordering this. And then I go, oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Well, this gentleman in England, he wasn't suffering from insomnia. Let's just say that he was wasted. He was wasted drunk. He went out to celebrate the birth of his son, which all new moms love it when they're the fathers of the child go out to get wasted.
It depends on the fathers, by the way. Maybe they just want to say, you get out. I'm fine. I got this.
Well, he went home. On his way home, he said, I'm going to order some Domino's. She said, okay, whatever. He was apparently having trouble with the app, so he'll just order stuff on the way home. Here's the thing. He was embarrassed to see a huge amount of food that he ordered wasted. He passed out on the bed.
Right.
So when he saw it the next day and saw the order total of $226.
Wow.
He ordered a pizza, garlic bread, potato wedges, cookies, chicken kickers, and 14 orders of chicken wings.
He has no pizza experience.
Zero memory of ordering anything.
Oh, that's pretty great.
And was devastated to learn how much he spent on food that he didn't even eat because he was passed out on the bed by the time he got home.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
I mean, he wound up lying about that.
Yeah, I mean, at least this guy's telling the truth.
He lied to us, that man.
Papa John.
Oh, I just don't get it.
You can't believe Papa John. What hope is there?
Where do you go with the truth? Who knows? Guys, this is quite the teaming up, and I have zero interest in it, but I bet it'll sell out. The first ever arena tour of Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin.
Yeah, big nostalgia.
Yeah.
The Latin craze.
I feel like people will dig that for sure.
Where'd we get Panera?
I don't know if there will be Panera. We can ask Staples Center because they will be hitting there September 17th. But I'm telling you, now more than ever, nostalgia is a huge thing.
It is, yeah.
When I'll just say this. I've talked about it before. I wasn't a huge Hootie and the Blowfish fan, but I was like, oh, Hootie and the Blowfish plus Bare Naked Ladies? I'm going to that. That was one of the best shows I have ever seen.
Were you drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But to see people living their best life watching Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, and you saw Def Leppard. That's
I saw Def
act.
Leppard. That was a nostalgia act as well.
Did you see New Kids also?
I saw the New Kids on the Block
all you
with
do
Salt.
Is go to nostalgia
you know what?
Shows.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was New Kids on the Block, Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature.
Very, very correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, those are very fun shows.
Very fun. You're just living your life. Just really understanding the best time of your life has passed you by.
What?
What? That's what nostalgia is about.
Sounds depressing. Okay.
So I'm just saying, if there's a big nostalgia act, like this show, the Cruel World Fest, with it's going to be Morrissey and Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah.
Gene Loves Jezebel.
Morrissey not included.
Morrissey is included.
Okay, so far.
Bauhaus. You've got Psychedelic Furs. These are all bands that you might have seen in the 80s.
That you're like, Cross.
He will not be there. Mm-hmm. No, unfortunately. But it sold out in like 20 minutes.
Same with Friends and Lovers from Golden Voice, which was like 112. Yeah.
Golden Voice is killing
not,
it.
You know, like Usher. And yeah. It was all 90s R&B and hip-hop.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you remember back to the only time of your life that mattered. And you want to relive that.
This is a little sad today.
Yeah, it's not, just saying, not an uplifting thought.
I was killing it in the 90s. Killing it. Just saying.
Yeah.
And Hootie and the Blowfish, they thought they would do, like, some shows. People would come. It would be fun. They sold out every single place they went. And then they're like, we better extend this. Like, yeah. This is insane. Then had a new album come out. Hootie and the freaking Blowfish.
You were in Vegas, though, right?
No, that was at Hollywood Bowl. Uh-huh. Or the Greek.
Vegas was Def Leppard.
Vegas, yeah, I traveled to see Def Leppard.
Right.
There was definitely a lot of booze for that one. But so fun, you guys. Do I only see nostalgia hacks?
I think that's what we figured seem like out, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you know in May how Cruel World goes.
Yeah.
Some birthdays for you. Ricky Lindholm, John Frusciante, Kevin Conley, Eva Mendez, and Penn Jillette. And that's what's happening.
Dr. Drew is next. We have Dr. Drew now. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, sorry, wrong mic.
It's okay. Are we giving him a moment to at least update us on where he is? Just let us know.
Where he is in the world?
Nah, like.
Where he is on coronavirus?
Coronavirus, yeah. Just to fill us in.
Coronavirus.
I can tell you where I am in the world. I'm traveling.
Okay.
I'm not curtailing my travel one bit. I'm in New York City. I'm going to South Carolina a couple days.
Okay. Asked and answered.
Hey, everybody, here's the headline. It's a bad flu season. That's the headline. Okay. That's it. Okay. And that should be how it's being reported. The fact that it's being turned into a maniacal panic is having real consequences, and that's what I'm taking issue with.
But, Drew, like, I agree with you. Everyone who's been asking me, I quote you all the time. I just am like, they're canceling concerts, and there's a lot of...
They shouldn't be. They should not be. It's a month ago I said this. Let the people whose job it is to curtail epidemics do their job. They know how to do this. In fact, I would say, if you look worldwide at how this whole thing has gone, my God, we should give a tip of the hat to the people, the World Health Organization and the various equivalents of the CDC in countries around the world. They have just clamped this thing down before it really got going. And good for them. They did their job.
I'm not to argue with you.
The rest of us need to go about our business.
Not to argue with you, because I'm the least worried person in general, I think sometimes to a fault, but it's not stopped. It's not been clamped.
It's amongst us. A lot of what you're hearing about is people that were tested retrospectively and they're finding, oh, that was a corona case. They're mapping out exactly the routes of transmission. They're clamping down their exposures. Listen, guys. We have 280,000 hospitalizations for flu, 16,000 dead for flu. Compare that to what, 100 from corona? They should constantly be comparing these things. Yes, corona is a little more virulent, probably milder, and sometimes in older people, particularly smokers, it's a little more serious. That's for the professionals to deal with aggressively. Everybody else should wash their hands, should use Clorox wipes, and go about their business.
Should we be gargling with Clorox?
No. I think some of us should, Drew.
Drew, did the upage of the percentage of death, did that do anything for you to 3.4?
That's in people like over 80, if I get those numbers correct. And you're talking about the worldwide numbers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's going to be a smaller number once we understand how widespread this thing is. Listen, there are people walking around with it now, probably thousands of people who don't know they have it. Mm-hmm. And there are another group of several thousand that have a cold and don't know they have it. And they're spreading it. It's a problem. We have to watch that. That's our biggest challenge right now. And we are not testing these people. That's why we can't detect it. We're only testing the severe cases. So we don't know how widespread it is. This is a problem with influenza. This is the problem we deal with every year. Again, 16,000 dead from influenza. Why is that number not being reported? Why isn't the headline, hey, everybody, terrible flu season. Make sure you do what you can to protect yourself against the one you're likely to get. Get your flu shot.
Drew, I need you on the board of all of the different concerts that I'm going to see this summer. Because if those get canceled, I am going to be irate. I also said yesterday...
I think this thing is going to be mostly over by the end of March. I really do. It's hard to predict, of course. But it's going to linger on for a little while. But, you know, the life course of an epidemic is the life course of an organism. It comes on, it goes up, it grows, and it dies out and goes down.
Okay.
And that's the way it always goes.
Okay, question for reals. Is there a universe where this turns into something that the news is making us feel it is now? Can it outbreak?
I don't see it. I haven't seen it from the beginning, and that's what's got me so upset, is that you can't tell given the way think of the reach, the length to which the news media is going.
Yeah.
Let me give you two cases in point. KBC that's 4 nights ago, aired continuous footage, repeated footage, news breaking, paramedics dispatched to a cruise ship in Long Beach Harbor. They put those images there as their lead story of the night that night at 11 o'clock. And then at the end of the images, after about 3 minutes of playing, the paramedics going to the cruise ship, they at the end went, yes, two people got in a fight and a couple of people were injured. Anyway, so on to the next story. Then yesterday in a news conference with the CDC, the reporters were reaching for trouble and went, what are we going to do with the poor people that can't afford the inflated prices of Purell? And one guy just got up to the mic and went, wash your hands, it's better. And he sat back down. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the lengths to which they're going to create hysteria. Anything, any hook they can get to make you upset. Now, I'm not saying it's not serious. I'm not saying it's a catastrophe if you're an elderly patient or immunocompromised patient. If you get influenza or corona, both are terrible. But I'm saying the rest of us who are otherwise healthy and who are being protected by the agencies and professionals whose job it is to do this, trust them. Get about our business. I've not heard one inaccurate thing from any government yet.
Okay.
Drew,
I've heard tons of inaccurate information from the press. Tons. Everything's innuendo.
We've made him mad.
Drew, you sound very angry, and I want to cheer you up with a joke from a comedy writer named Alex Sulkin that I follow on Twitter that said, and I quote, "This coronavirus is putting me through Purell." I got him.
It's good.
All right. We got him back. Okay.
All right, Dr. Drew, one more serious question. This is, a lot of people distrust our government because we honestly believe that if it was worse than we thought, they wouldn't tell us.
Well, no, I do want to say one thing, because it is easy to say they're not lying to us, but Donald Trump did put Mike Pence in charge of this. And Mike Pence is a guy who for many years said that smoking didn't correlate to cancer. Lung cancer.
I understand that concern. But here's let me push back on that a little bit and say that I used to sit through conferences at the American Society of Addiction Medicine where they pointed out Indiana as the best case example for how the state dealt with the opiate crisis and the HIV epidemic they were having. There was constant kudos to the state government, Indiana. I'd never heard the name Mike Pence until he became vice president. At that time, they were talking about Mike Pence. Now people are looking back and going, oh, but he delayed. He took too long to make the decision because, what, he's a science denier or whatever. I don't care. He made the right decision, and it had a great outcome. It's like saying somebody took too long to decide to do a surgery that was dangerous. The outcome was good. I don't care how long it takes.
I mean, with all due respect, we don't have an outcome on this yet.
Well, true.
What's that?
We don't have an outcome on this yet. We don't know
No, I'm talking about I don't feel as uncomfortable. And by the way, I know Secretary Azar and I know Secretary Ben Carson. I've communicated with both of them.
Same.
These guys are scientists. And Carson is a clinician. They're the ones actually doing the work on this. They are the point people. So, listen, and here's the deal. If there were something inaccurate, my profession would be telling you.
Mm-hmm. Which is true. It's true.
We would be out there going, wait a minute, everybody. And instead, it's the opposite. It's we're all trying to calm everyone down and do our job.
Do you want to hear the Alex Sulkin joke again?
I'm at Purell.
Are you ready to be frightened?
All right, Dr. Drew, you can follow him on Twitter at Dr. Drew. The website is drdrew.com for all the podcasts you can check out.
Wait. One thing I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm in a movie that's being released tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
That's why he's in New York.
Oh, is it one of the coronavirus porns?
Yes.
No. Sweet.
Dr. Drew, have you heard about those? Because those are real.
No.
Coronavirus porn.
Yeah. Tell us about his movie.
Okay, what movie
is it?
I just wanted to see if he knew about the porn knockoff.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
All right, what movie is it?
Called Final Kill. Final Kill. It's with Trejo and Randy Couture, and it's guess what? I play myself.
Wow.
Yeah. You play yourself. But
released tomorrow.
But it's not like a documentary.
I play a doctor like myself.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody like myself.
All right.
Okay, because I'm going to be in MILFs in quarantine, if you want to check that out.
Well, then you can watch the streaming, my streaming show while you're in quarantine.
Fantastic.
Wow, well done. Check out Dr. Drew's Daily Dose on Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, or wherever you stream. And you can get all his podcasts again at drdrew.com. All right, we'll talk to you next week about coronavirus.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, bye. You guys think we're ever going to push Dr. Drew over the top and he's just going to lose it?
Honestly,
just like stroke out?
Thank God I had that joke.
Yes.
It was close.
It was getting real bad there.
He was an attack dog.
I don't hate it. I feel like he's right.
He's passionate.
But then I don't know anything. So it's like, okay, well. All right. All right. Good times.
Good times, you guys.
Time for one last look at what's happening.
Well, speaking of coronavirus, I wasn't kidding when I said MILFs in quarantine. There has been a real uptick in coronavirus-themed porn going viral on streaming sites like Pornhub and xhamster.com.
It's corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
I mean, how does that song not get you hot? Right?
Right.
Just the song alone.
The song rules.
But yeah, from MILFs in quarantine to horn dogs in hazmat suits, there has been that uptick. So they are largely amateur outbreak videos at this point. But I'll let you know if we ever have some of the big guns making corona outbreak movies.
Google it.
I hope someday we do.
It's corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
Have you ever said to one of your loved ones, like you joke around, maybe it's a guy friend of yours, and you say, oh, if you're not married by this time, let's get married together.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pact.
Like a pact. Mm-hmm. Well, this brother and sister, I shouldn't have used that example when I then say brother. That was not what I meant at all.
You should have had a different leading question.
I should
have. Have you ever married your sister?
During a drive.
A brother and sister made a pact?
No.
That's not even legal.
It was a bad example to lead into this story.
All right, sorry.
During a 2015 drive from Ohio to Indiana, this guy, his name is Mendel Weinstock, promised his sister Reva that he would only attend her future wedding if he could bring along a llama. She was 17 at the time. She's what? Like...
I mean, there's so many things wrong with this.
You're going to have to slow this story down because...
Dumb idea.
This was...
He said to her...
If you ever get married...
You minor, you underage person, but go on.
She's 17. It's just conversation when they're both kids.
If she's ever going to eventually.
If you're ever going to get married, I'm going to bring a llama to the wedding.
I hope you marry me, sister. Is that how it ended?
No. Oh. She got married, you guys.
Right.
Please tell me.
He began researching llama farms.
Right.
Eventually, he settled on Shockey, a male llama used in country fairs and shows. The rental set him back $400.
Worth it.
And a co-worker supplied Shockey with a custom-designed tuxedo and yarmulke.
This is the best story ever.
Yarmulke?
Isn't that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a llama, right? Llamaca.
I see what you did. I see what you did. We are going to tweet out the story at Kevin Morning so you can see a picture of Shockey. And I'm going to tell you right now. Shockey looks good.
Really?
Shockey looks amazing.
Shockey looks good.
That was just said.
Shockey looks good.
Shockey looks good. He's wearing a yarmulke. He's wearing this little custom designed tuxedo.
He's a good guy, and this is a good shrimp.
Posed for pictures with other guests for about 30 minutes.
That's awesome.
All right, we need to post this picture because it is delightful. Okay, you're going to see Shockey, and you are going
to love it. There he is. I
see
Shockey.
You see
He's
it?
Adorable.
Oh, it's best.
He's very cute wearing his llamaca. And he's wearing a tuxedo.
I mean,
so
he looks
sweet.
Great. He looks great. He was a hit. And I love the fact that he said, I'm going to bring a llama to your wedding.
Honestly, somebody that would say that would never say it without actually following through.
5 years later.
I'm going to do it.
He did it.
That's pretty funny.
He did it.
Also, his sister knew he was serious and was going to bring a llama.
100%. Yeah. And we talked about this earlier. Speaking of people that are true to their word, Shaquille O'Neal. He lost a bet to Dwayne Wade over a Bucks Heat game. He picked the Bucks. Dwayne Wade picked the Heat. The Heat won. So what was the bet? Well... Apparently, Dwayne Wade wanted to see his natural hairline because Shaq shaves his head.
That's forever.
Like a lot of men do. We just weren't prepared for where Shaq's hairline started. Mm-hmm. The 47-year-old athlete proved that he's a man of his word. He said, I just lined it up for you all so y'all can see where my hairline starts. And I look good. And I'm proud to do it. And I'm keeping it all week. And he said, you win. And trust me. I'm not going to get my feelings hurt with tweets about this look. I want to see them all. We posted that at Kevin Mornings as well. It's farther back than you would think
it's
a hairline should ever be.
It's deep, yeah.
But he looks great because it's Shaq, and he's just rad, and he decided to do it. Of course, Dwayne Wade commented on a picture and said, dare to bet against me, and then a bunch of laughing emojis. Have you guys ever lost a bet where you had to do something super embarrassing?
No, not really. I don't think so. I think I've been pretty lucky. I mean, I made Kevin wear a suit once. He felt like that was pretty embarrassing.
I mean, it wasn't embarrassing. It was just super annoying. Right. Yeah. I really hated it.
Yeah, I felt really out of control that day. It was weird.
It was not fun.
All right.
Why? You have, Allie?
No.
You seem... Please.
Are you... I feel like I'm always pretty cautious about that stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm never putting myself
in those
positions.
You don't want to put yourself
in. Yeah.
Allie 100% would, though.
I had to once. This was years ago, back when I filled in for Ralph Garman a couple times. Chip was just chirp, chirp, chirping away about her Miami Dolphins, and they were going to be playing the Patriots that weekend. Mm-hmm. And I'm stupid, because the Dolphins beat the Patriots once a season every year for since eternity. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I talked my smack, and she said, you have to wear a Dolphin shirt then, the next time you fill in. And I said, okay. And then she loaned me her Dolphin shirt, and she's like a baby. I'm like, God, I have to wear this skin-tight Dolphin shirt. I was like, frat man in a little coat. So I had to do that, but that's pretty much it. That was a real long, boring story.
Wow.
Yeah. If anyone wants to buy the rights to that, give a call right now. 1-800-522.
Not available.
You don't usually see that, though, in somebody that's going to be on television. They don't usually bet stuff like that that might be embarrassing.
Actually, I also bet John Ireland a bet. Oh, wow. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, I figured.
I bet him Celtics, Lakers. Mm-hmm. And the winner would have to wear, or the loser would have to wear the opposing team's jersey. I had to wear a Kobe Bryant shirt on the air, which in L.A.
That seems like a dream.
Suck it, John. What are you even thinking? I also did say that I would live on a billboard.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that a bet?
That was a bet.
Yeah.
I bet John Ireland, and at the time it wasn't Steve Mason on a show, but I bet him and a guy named Derek, who is now the head of baseball over for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Quite a jump from a morning radio show. But I bet them that I would stay on top of the billboard until the Clippers won their first game. And I stayed on top of the...
For 7 years.
No, it was quite a while, but it was on top of the Universal Bar and Grill. And by the time I was done up there, I had Ortho had delivered mattresses.
Right.
We had spliced in cable. I had a huge TV up there.
Did you not want to come down?
It was better than my apartment.
Right.
I'm telling you. Plus, they'd come up with like pictures of alcohol, and it was just a real fun.
Remember
time.
When Allie was like, "No, I never did a bet or anything."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was about a minute and a half ago.
Yeah, even longer than that. Yeah.
That was really fun though, and I got to go on.
But see, that's the difference, is you weren't embarrassed by it.
No.
Neither was Shaq.
Yeah, he's living in it.
He's just like, yeah, bring it on.
I then had to go on... what's
she's still
the,
going, huh?
No, what's the guy that had the talk show? Montel Williams.
Oh, the guy that had the talk show?
I went on the Montel Williams show because of that bet, and it was things you did that was weird to get you on the news was the topic.
Oh.
So it was me up there... because I did this thing and then I was all over the news, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But with a family, one guy who was there who used to sell his urine to people over the internet so people could pass drug tests.
Did you?
So I was with him.
Did you know that going in?
No, I didn't know any of this. Then to my right was a family whose dad had cheated on their mom. So they erected a big A for adulterer in their front lawn.
Wow.
They had to stop the taping. Because I was rolling my eyes at this family.
What are you even doing there?
They stopped the taping and they're like, we have the cameras in a wide shot. And when you roll your eyes, we can see it. And
I'm so
like,
you were ruining
and
that
I
show.
Literally was like, what a bunch of a-holes this family is, right? Are you kidding me with this family? Yeah.
This is how we do
it. That's Montel Jordan.
Oh, different. Okay.
That is slight. I would love to be on his show.
Right.
Wouldn't that be fun? It's probably about God. He's a born again.
He's religious.
Yeah, really loves God. Give a call right now.
No,
you want to talk
don't
about
call. We're leaving. But again, remember that this all started by us saying, have you ever lost a bet? I said no.
She
Kevin said
no.
Allie then said no. And then
here
we are.
You're right. Some birthdays for you. Penn Jillette, Eva Mendes, Kevin Connolly, John Frusciante, and Ricky Lindholm. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. A 5 p.m. commercial for tomorrow morning.
Oh, this other time.
Oh, come on.
Tomorrow morning, the movie man is on the program.
Rejected!
We do That's My Jam and Keep It 100.
Yes.
And we've got your tickets for April Foolishness as well tomorrow.